Tonight, it's a pretty late party with favorites Hannah Stanley, Adam Selzer, and Dr. Daphne Scott hanging out in studio. Then we'll play What's in the Box, get a weekend wind-up, and share drinks with the guys from Replay. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Even want to tell you. So the off-air comments, the conversation, someday we must have a microphone just for the studio. Yes, all those things are happening. And Daphne Scott, Hannah Stanley, both in the studio already. Hannah, back by popular demand. It's not even like you're not a favorite for this show. You're just, you're Hannah Stanley.
I think I've been on the show twice. I've hosted the show more than I've been on this show.
You filled in on this show, though.
No, she's also not just filled in on the show. There was a host who was unable to fulfill her duties. Hannah came in, did that person's show, and also her show. She did
and
a marathon.
No, I did the morning. Yeah. I did the morning show.
Yeah, you did.
So I did 8 hours straight.
Yeah,
that
she
was
did.
Awesome.
I want you to know that you're my favorite.
Oh, my God. We hate each other.
I know.
I know. You two
Daphne
really need to
stop. Daphne and I do not like each other
Daphne,
at all.
Daphne, yeah.
There's a listener who's only listening because you are here. Otherwise, she can't listen to evening shows. And I told her I wish
nice.
that Daphne Scott would be here. That happened.
I know, because Daphne walked in and I went, you're not supposed to be here.
It was a secret for both of you.
Wanted to see if a brawl would ensue.
I know. Well,
it might.
It could.
It can.
Cameras are on.
We're going to periscope it.
Our guests can fight each other.
Rob Martier is waiting for that. He has the live streaming going on up in the newsroom.
Yeah. Hi, Rob.
We have coming up, we also have What's in the Box tonight. We have our weekend wind up with Rob Martier. Adam Selzer. Yes.
Can we get Adele to do carpool karaoke with us later?
I think that would be, oh my God, so funny.
That was the greatest.
I was at Sketchfest and they had a running Adele bit. Hello, but like video and live.
Side.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like two dance members from the Chicago Dance Collaborative were yelling at each other, but singing Adele from opposite ends of the stage.
Because they were from the other side.
And then also from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
One of them went outside and they had a video camera. And video. Hello, don't look behind you. Don't look behind
outside.
You. Don't, whatever you do, do not
don't
look
do
behind
it, Hannah.
You.
Don't
do
it.
I had to guess.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I would guess.
What would you say?
Yes.
Roger Radish.
Oh, you're so wrong. Oh, you're right.
That was your own little private What's in the Box.
Newsman extraordinaire, Roger.
What's
Badish?
In the shirt?
Hello,
Daphne and I were talking on our way in tonight Roger Badish pulls his own.
He does pull his own.
Reviews. For What's in the Box. And Daphne was surprised to find that out. And now she's deciding that she will also pull her own.
I'm going to pull my own as well.
Review.
A little.
And Roger Badish joins us live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Did you know that Hannah and I both had very different yet similar experiences tonight?
I saw that somebody...
Yes. Which one did
got
you see?
Stuck
somewhere.
On the stairs.
And where did I get stuck? Who has a picture of where I got stuck?
I do. It was at Lawrence
and Cicero.
Oh, yes. That's right. The car died. And you were apologizing to people stuck behind you.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
I called the tow truck driver and he started laughing at me. It was 5:20.
Oh, my God.
I tried texting. I texted Esmeralda and I said, how do I contact WGN traffic and let them know there's a stalled car at Lawrence and Cicero? And she texted me back. She goes, they're not there right now. I'm like, well, it's me. That's happening for all of the Jefferson Park.
Did you go into the Waze app and report yourself?
Let's do you first. I want to do Hannah first. And then, yes, Roger, what were we going to
ask? No, I was just saying you could have done that.
I thought of that later because, but I was trying to do Waze, yes, but also
You had a lot going on.
No,
didn't you?
I'm actually very protective of WGN listeners.
Sure.
So they were the ones that
I wanted
to help first.
Right.
You wanted to scoop.
Everybody else, that's your problem. Maybe you should have taken Elston. I'm just saying.
No one's ever on it anyway.
So Waze, that's everybody else. I was trying to address
you were
WGN
trying to give
directly.
A scoop.
But apparently at that hour. Anyway, so Hannah, you were trying to get into the station.
All right, so we come in through the not-so-secret loading dock
It's
door.
Secret.
The secret entrance.
It's
all right,
secret.
So for those, I mean,
now
and
it's,
we,
now
speaking,
it's, not.
It's on the north side of the building.
Speaking of the Waze app, it doesn't have GPS down
it's,
there.
It's near
so,
Ohio
right.
Street Beach.
Yes. Yeah, go with that. So I'm coming in and I see Chris Duffy. Tech, you know, just
emotional extraordinary.
He does
genius.
Guru.
Yes,
he
guru,
does all of basically audio. He's just an audio genius. So he's walking out and he goes, "Hey, they're doing the floor and stuff, and you're not going to be able to get in that door." And I look ahead, and sure enough. enough. This isn't a ruse. It's blocked off.
By the way, Craig, on your way out last night, did you see that it was like an inch of water down there last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing the floors. They were doing the floors.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
So this is a thing. So I go in through the security door, which I have not done since we had the whole floor.
Since 85.
Yeah.
Like 3 years now?
Yeah.
This whole floor was like news, like sales, this whole thing.
All the
Howells and Hood. We had everything. All that.
That was all offices. Yes. So I used to know how to do that. You went up the stairs and poof, you were in.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
great.
The poof part was exciting.
Yeah, that would be the best part.
And so
called
he
an
says,
elevator.
The security guard says to me, do you know how to get in? And I said, no. And he goes, okay, you go up the stairs and then you go left and you go left again.
Yeah, no. I tried that.
I went,
too.
Okay, and so
no,
I go up and there's
lost.
A door that says security, and I was like, well, he would have mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I go up and I'm on one, and I was like, solid. No, it's a keypad, because that's the restaurant
and you
now.
Can't open the door.
Can't do that. So I go to two, and I'm like, well, clearly I can get in at two.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know. And so I go to three, and at this point I'm thinking, well, I'm getting some stair climbing.
And you're
in.
Like, I'm doing the Fight for Air Lung Climb for American Lung Association.
Because I am.
Patty has tricked me into training. How did this happen? That's what I do. There's nothing happening.
I thought the running would be okay, but no. Like, I actually have to do stair climbing. So now I'm like, there's a freight elevator right behind me. And I'm like, well, I might as well just climb it, because I've got to go do presidential towers in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's on March 6th. Go to the American Lung Association
strategy,
website.
So your strategy, as you realize I'm trapped in the stairwell, is not to go back down from whence you came. It's to go higher.
To go higher.
I've been down the rabbit hole with her,
heels,
by the way.
In heels. Yeah.
Woo!
So
are you landing heels to the stair, or are you doing balls?
Well, they're stacked.
The
so I mean, it's not like I'm wearing.
I mean, are you using your quads?
Balls of your foot, Craig.
Are you using your quads?
I don't know.
Were you focusing
about
more on your glutes?
I was focusing more on why there were so many not an exit signs, and why poor lighting.
She's thinking she'll just keep going because she might get free in 2 months.
Well, do you stop on every floor and try to open every door? Yes.
Was your idea to get to like the top of the building where you could scream?
No,
someone
I knew
help
that
me.
I could get to seven, and seven I could get in.
Only?
No.
No, that stairwell doesn't go to seven.
No. Yeah, no, we've run that one before.
So
it only
then,
goes to six.
So then I get in the freight elevator.
But wait, what happens on five?
So
tell us what
get,
happens on...
Well, wait, so I get in the freight elevator, and the freight elevator doesn't go to seven. But the elevator shaft mechanical rooms are all around me. And
which
I'm like,
daunting,
maybe I
isn't
could
it?
Just go on one of those.
You climb the elevator shaft?
Climb one
climb
of those cables.
I'm like, I'll just, like, the
she's
elevator's
all,
gonna be
climb
so
she's all John McClane.
So great.
I was very Ocean's 11. And so I called Craig.
Aww.
And I said, hey, I'm in stairwell D and I'm stuck. And could you come get me? Just go to six and go to D and let me in. And he's like, not a problem. And
you know then, why? Because Craig has been in all the stairwells.
Right. And then I post on Facebook, my hero, Craig Collins, is coming to save me. And then I get this text that says,
I can't get to D.
I can't get
to wow.
I can't get to that one.
He couldn't even get to six. Onto the floor.
Yeah, yes. You have to get into
he couldn't
the floor.
Even get to six. So I said, we'll go to five. And he replies, I hear good things about seven. And I'm like, and that would be spectacular if I could get there.
Oh,
and so
God.
I ended up going all the way back down.
Mm-hmm.
And
from
so
whence
I,
you came.
Yeah, although I did get in the freight elevator and try to go to the loading dock again, but
no.
My ID mm-hmm. won't let you do that.
Not to the loading
no.
dock. No,
you don't, you don't
so
have clearance.
One.
You don't have clearance as freight.
So then right. I hear somebody
screaming,
coming.
Who's also trapped
below me.
Other people it's, I make
he's
train.
Been there for 5 years.
Yes,
it was Craig. Craig was like, Hannah. And so I run down the remaining stairs, and there is a custodian, someone from the janitorial staff whose name happens to be Carlos. And Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Carlos says, I said, I can't get out of the stairwell. I am very trapped. And
he has all the keys, by the way.
And and he goes, where are you going? And I said, one. And he goes, the restaurant? You cannot get in there. And I said, no.
You're like,
no.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah. I know.
I don't
where
need
were it. You 10 minutes ago?
I don't need French onion soup. I'm all good.
Yeah, I'm solid. And I, so he ended up taking me through the security door that I did not violate before, because the guy would have clearly said turn left at the security door. So you had to go through there and then turn left and then turn left again. And then you walk an entire city block, no
yes.
lie,
yes.
within the building.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Are you on Patty's show?" And I said,
"Aww."
Yes. Aww. And I, because I said, no. He goes, "No, radio is on 7. And I said, "Yeah, I know. I have an ID, like here." And he goes, "Oh, Patty's show." And
aww.
Yeah. Aww. And so here I am. And so I walked in into the offices and Craig was back there and I was like, "Craig,
hold me. I need water."
No, but I'm sweaty.
All right, aww. So here's some tidbits. Here's yes. some tidbits. First of all, the only person I knew from WGN who had clearance for the freight elevator to go all the way down to the dock
I need to get that
was
clearance.
Milt.
Oh. Milt.
Yep. And because one day he says, "Here, come on, get in." And so he swiped mm-hmm. a card and did. He's got mm-hmm. connections. Second of all,
he probably still
you could have
go
gone up that elevator.
You know why?
Why?
Illuminati.
He's in the Illuminati.
He's Illuminati. He's
got that special pass.
You know what? That makes total sense.
Yeah, I thought you said Lumi and Fredini. Yeah, I was like,
Illuminati. Wait, hold on. More after this on 720. Okay. WGN. Hold that. We're teasing. How did Milt have access to the freight elevator? We have to find out after this. Or set you free, Hannah. Hello from the outside. People were trying to let you back into the building.
Hello from the outside.
Hannah Stanley.
You know who would have been fun to be in that? That would have been Adele. Adele yes. would have been fun to be in that stairwell with.
You, only because you're yeah. excited about her singing her own songs in the car with
oh my
the
God,
guy from
James Corden.
That was so great, wasn't it?
It was so great.
So great.
That
She's
whole
so funny.
Segment. Yeah. That he does is brilliant.
I don't watch his show because
I don't either.
I
because
need Americans. I need. I don't just need Americans doing late night television. I need a woman or two, maybe.
No,
night.
Here's the thing.
No one can take their comedy from a woman. Come on.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry,
now.
Roger. You were saying
it's like getting my news. That's like getting my news from a woman. Come
that's
on.
It's annoying. And that blouse she wears is how in the
Wait
same sports.
Are they being serious right
no,
now?
It's
I don't
annoying.
Think
sports from a woman.
Voice.
Come on.
I can't listen to it. Like I just zone out and think, how would she look naked? Roger, how are you saying were the best ways to get out of the stairwell besides
okay,
being naked?
So, fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I can't get in.
Stairwell D?
That's okay.
Oh,
okay.
We got an on that.
Because in
lady.
The freight elevator there,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's where news used to be
right.
on four, which is the Tribune editorial floor.
Right.
Just pound like crazy on the door and show your badge.
I tried that.
And no one came over?
No.
Well,
and
that's because
did you pull your shirt up,
there.
Though? Did you pull your what? Shirt up?
Because no,
that's
I don't have to do that.
Here's the thing, though.
Because the window's up too high.
On five, there's this weird balcony that you can
five,
do like this. You can do the scene from The Graduate like, at the very end.
Yeah, over the newsroom for Tribune. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're overlooking the
pits. I asked about that because I have been trapped there. I have a picture of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't take a picture.
I've been trapped in stairwell D, and I had to go. Craig, do you remember that day? I also called Craig.
Yeah, I have saved you both.
Everybody calls you like you have the magic key.
In the sense,
and Patty saved me from a locked office that I couldn't get out of, so that was nice.
Oh my God!
I got locked
from
in the
inside.
Closet.
He was locked
I
inside.
I couldn't get out of the closet.
Let me out from the. I can't sing Adele. Okay.
Yes.
So that would have been.
Open from the
because, see, they recognize me. They would have recognized. You could have called me. I
yes,
would have come
over. It doesn't matter if no one opens the door. Swear word implied.
Right.
just saying.
No, because there was. I could hear the cart.
The mocking? From
no,
this? Oh.
The cart on one of the floors, like the janitorial
right.
cart. I could
rolling
hear it.
Rolling the cart
so,
and so
loud.
I was doing Penny. Penny, and
Angie,
no one let
Daisy,
me,
Daisy. I know all the. I know the people that work the building.
Yeah.
We can take another break here before everyone sings more
could.
Adele. I think.
Hello from the outside. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and so incredibly thrilled to have with us Hannah Stanley, Daphne Scott, Roger Badish. Rob Martier up in the newsroom. Roger, as our traffic person tonight, and also later on our news person, when there is a car report of a stalled vehicle
right.
at a specific location, mm-hmm. how do you get that information? I'm just wondering. Like other people call it in?
Well, other than my magical ability to see all and know all
yes.
at all times,
mm-hmm.
Even when I'm
omniscient
sleeping.
Roger.
Right.
Omniscient,
yeah.
yes. Which makes it difficult to sleep. But
I know. It's all information coming in all the time.
We actually have eyes everywhere.
Okay.
just you know, do you, little 1984.
Do you ever have the color? Do you ever have the color of the vehicle on the line? Like the person, like I'm stalled. Let everyone know.
Unless they're working for WGN. No.
So I tried. So I had on Monday come in at 8 a.m. for the sales meeting at WGN, and I don't usually sit in traffic. And I noticed while I was sitting in traffic that my car smelled like gasoline. Ooh. Right? So I'm like, is that other cars? And later in the day, I thought,
you're like, I didn't break a lantern from the 1800s in the back seat.
Yeah, something. It did feel very like the barn's gonna burn kind of a feeling.
It would smell if there was a problem with your muffler.
Well, I don't know what it was. So All I know is later in the day, I actually ended up climbing about 65 floors. I took Stephanie, Kristen Decker, Katie, also Todd. I took a lot of people into the stairwell to show them how to get there from
and
the
then left them
it
there
was,
and locked the door.
By the way, Hannah, that stairwell C. We have access along the way. Stairwell C is where you want to be.
And getting back to that just for a split second, there were signs along the way, all along the
Don't
way.
Be here?
Said, no, that says exit access denied. At lower level.
Ground level. Oh. See? But it's hard because we have key cards.
Signs everywhere.
No, but we have key
signs.
Cards. So it seems like it's some
place.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
But the old
you know
key
what doesn't
card
work?
Readers are there.
Right.
But you know what doesn't work is the 95 Honda.
The 95 Honda Accord has no key card access. So Warren from European and U.S. Auto said, I called him today, and he is actually out of town. He was in a creek fishing because it was warmer there. And I told him what my problem was. I haven't driven it all week. And that might have been what led to today's events was I had left it on the street since Monday. We've had sub-zero weather, to be fair. I had what looked to be just below half tank.
I'm sure it's not because it's a 1995 Accord.
Okay. The cassette player worked just fine. So I'm listening to Ro Khan and Anna DeVonte talking about different things.
No vapor lock. No, that could still have vapor lock in the 95.
So I hadn't really decided how I was going to get to Irving and Broadway. I hadn't really come up with that solution yet. But I thought, well, I'll cut over on Lawrence. You know,
sure,
Lawrence isn't bad. I know some side streets.
Lawrence
along.
Is great to get to the towards the lake because there are no stoplights.
This is what
a cemetery.
It's a good what cemetery?
If you get past Ashland. And you keep going. There's
Roseland Cemetery.
Yeah, there's no stoplights. It's the best. It's the best way to get east.
Yeah but west. Up until then, see all the way in Jefferson
Graceland?
Park, it's kind of a pain.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm approaching
some cemetery,
the viaduct near Cicero, and I get the my car just kind of jerks a little bit.
Oh, the stinger.
And I thought it was the car. No, it was everything.
Does it go? Ooh.
I thought it was like the truck next to me was just being loud and making my car vibrate. Maybe he had his bass on a little high.
Might have also been that.
Yeah, I thought it was going
to
be that.
That happened to me once.
And I try moving forward and the car won't go. I had a no-go from
was it still
car.
Running though, like you were hitting the accelerator?
I could hear Ro Khan just fine, right? So that's not battery.
You've mentioned before that there was nothing wrong with the audio system.
Right, you said the cassette player was working
works
fine.
Perfectly. Yes, so I
for those looking to break
so were you hitting the gas
vehicle?
And the car was like vroom,
no just, not no, even that
it is
nothing. I turned it off and well at first I was like did
was
I accidentally
smoking?
Go into neutral
right,
no
that's
smoke
what it sounds like
yeah so I tried putting it into drive again. I took it into neutral, put it into drive, turned the car off, tried turning it on again, tried gassing it. Nothing was happening, although I could hear the radio.
Did you try to resuscitate it? Did you press on it?
I was breathing into the muffler, which seems like
as long as you don't
drastic.
Don't inhale the muffler.
Yeah. Right.
I think my totally favorite different. Part was calling AAA and not really quite sure what to tell them because I've never been in traffic. Like I've seen, you've come across people who are stalled out, like in traffic, like at a ramp.
I usually give them the fist of rage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. Like I didn't even look. No eye contact for
me.
Because but I immediately, at first I called AAA. I open my door. I get out of the car because there's a viaduct there. So it's actually kind of a wide little, it's almost like a painted island on Lawrence Avenue. So I get out of my car and I open the trunk so people can see approaching. They see the hazards flashing.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
no hazards are flashing. Okay. And I'm out and I'm like standing up. On the car, I'm like, just you know, this is happening, everybody.
Right, waving people on, go around, folks. Nothing to see here.
Just keep on going, everybody.
This is a thing.
So I AAA kind of laughs at me because I can't. It's so loud with all the cars honking that they can't hear me. But I call Warren's. I call European and U.S. Auto, and they give me a number to call. Brian's my tow guy from Celtic Towing. I call him. He's downtown changing a tire, and he goes, "You're where?" And I said, "Lawrence and Cicero." And he used language. He's like, oh, people are pissed at you right now, aren't they? Because it was
5:20. Did he pick pissed?
No. Okay. He goes, no, he didn't actually swear, but it was implied.
Oh.
And he goes, I'll get there as soon as I can. He didn't tell me what the estimate was.
With, from downtown yeah, while at he's 520. Actively changing a tire?
Get there as soon as I can.
He's not there.
He's, yeah, it's not going to.
Well, so he's Warren's guy, too.
Yeah, they knew. They knew the whole thing. They were trying to be very helpful.
That's nice.
They sound like they would have been helpful no matter who it was. And so I was sitting there. I'm like, okay. So I had pulled out my wallet. I had tried going through AAA, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit here for a few minutes. I'm listening to Rokan. They're talking the Donald Trump. They're doing the top five at five still because that goes on forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll try it again. And the car starts. So I haltingly. Now it's almost 6 o'clock. And I kind of haltingly get through the intersection. I'm rolling, and I turn onto a side street, and I park it. I call my husband, tell him, hey, you know what? Maybe it's the gas. Maybe my gas gauge isn't working anymore. Maybe we'll just, like, put some gas in it and stuff. And I go to the gas station at Marathon, the Mayfair Marathon on Elston Avenue. Yeah, By the way, showing a Harry Potter movie on all their big screen televisions.
Oh, that's great.
Really?
And maybe also, an Alan Rickman tribute?
Yeah. At the gas station?
Nice. At the gas. Okay. Right. So,
how long are you there?
Oh, a lot.
You're
a
getting
while.
Gas.
I'm not there. It also was a gambling thing.
Like, how was
there's slot machines?
Patty, how was the movie?
It was very good. It was.
How did yeah. it end?
I got. I always love the dining hall.
Spoiler
scenes.
Alert!
Oh, those are good.
Oh, those are always the best. They, yeah. I mean, they establish it so well in the first Harry Potter. Chris Columbus really got the tone of what that was like
was
to
great.
Be in that room with the ceiling that changes and you know
the
just
candles
the,
that floated.
Yeah, just yeah. the royalty of being there, like the how important
the whole
it was.
Hogwarts experience.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
So that's on all the screens at the Mayfair Marathon gas station on Elston Avenue, right there by the Export Fitness. And
oh, you could watch. The movie and go get a workout.
I thought about it, yeah. but I wasn't dressed.
Get it in the stair climb.
And as I'm in the gas station, I'm going through my purse and I can't find my wallet.
Of course not.
And I'm like, oh. So my car is parked two blocks away, and I tell Steve, you know, meet me at that intersection. And I go and I'm walking to the car. I'm like, well, the only other choice is that it's in the car or
sure.
it's out on Lawrence Avenue. No. So I get to the car. It's not in my car.
No.
So there is a gas station. There's actually a car wash.
Man.
At
what a story.
So I know. And I'm tearing up my car. And it's a very narrow street on Leland Avenue on the northwest side of Chicago. So cars, you know, like when it's two ways, but cars like have to like every
yeah,
car.
They have to move over.
Yeah, they have to wait. They have to wait for like cars.
Like almost every side street in Chicago.
So Steve is picking me up at that corner, and I get out of the car and I drop something behind me. And I don't know what it is. I know it's paper. It's not a big deal. And I go to run across the street. Well, a car stops, see that I've dropped something, and the driver like flashes his brights. So Steve flashes his brights too. So now they're having a bright on off. And the guy gets out of his car, goes to pick it up, and he's like, hey, you dropped this. And it's a postcard to like some event coming up. And
sure.
And I get in the car and I cuss. And I'm like, this guy bleeping stopped traffic to give me, I would have gone.
That was nice.
It was a postcard.
He didn't know it before
okay,
I picked it up.
Here's the bigger problem, Roger.
A winning lottery ticket.
Roger, but he didn't know that I was swearing at him, right? I.
How far away from the car was he?
My car dies, and Lauren.
But somebody.
I don't have my wallet. Do you really think the cussing was about the postcard and the guy who was holding up traffic?
This is about a little bit.
But somebody
do you really
knew
think?
You were cussing.
Do you really think that I'm like, okay, but here's why I'm asking you this question.
Okay.
I get in the car and I start cussing.
Right.
And then I hear this, Mommy!
Oh,
somebody heard her
no.
cussing.
The spelling bee champion?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I had called my mother and said, could you watch the boys while Steve comes out and gets me?
Oh,
she's like,
no.
Sure, I can do that. No one said Griffin decided to tag along with Steve. It had nothing to do with the postcard, Roger. And I still can't explain this to Griffin. It was the whole night.
The whole scenario. The,
yeah. Oh, my God.
You were almost asphyxiated in your own car from the fumes.
There you go. Right.
You know, the wallet,
and
traffic.
Here, Roger, I didn't swear at the guy. I sweared about the guy.
No,
those
you
are two different things.
You didn't swear about the guy.
You sweared about
really?
The guy?
Yes, exactly.
You swore about the situation.
Exactly.
She sweared about
which
it.
Which I'm trying.
Focused on
he
him.
He was can you, the proverbial straw that broke Patty's blanking back.
Can you please copy that for
I
Griffin?
Will. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, here's what I hear when I, Mommy!
It's funny. I texted you after our food guest canceled, saying how I was having a rough day.
And
after
you canceled that, as it was happening.
Yeah.
You texted me.
I was not having a rough day.
Because you texted, it's one of those days. And I was like, oh no, Craig's been in an accident. I got to tell him my car story. And you texted what it was. I'm like, I'll just wait till later.
I'll just wait till later. Yeah, it's fine. Our food guest canceled.
Save it for the show.
Thanks, Craig.
So we go back to Lawrence and Cicero, and I have to get out of the car. And like, and here's really where my mind is. I need to take a selfie of this situation.
Yeah, I gotta document this.
I didn't, Roger. I did not.
Thank you.
But in the middle of Lawrence Avenue, over by the viaduct, was my little purple and pink wallet just lying. Because when I'd gotten out of the car, I was trying to wave
so
people
crazy.
Around me to let them
it
know
fell out.
I had dropped my wallet.
But
on the
good karma of
yes.
you doing that
and not
left
swearing
it
at
there.
The driver,
no,
but
you?
About the driver.
That's
and
different.
And the night, yes, it was still there.
Yeah,
and it was kind of impersonal because you didn't know the guy. Right. So he was just the object of your vehement
yeah, but he was
explosion.
He has no idea that I was swearing about him. That driver has no idea.
And really, he thinks he did a good deed because he doesn't know.
It was really kind of
actually, he
bananas.
Did call in
it was
later.
A postcard.
But the thing is, it could have been a dissertation that you had no
it
other
it could have been
on.
Your yeah. wallet.
It was a. It was a. It was like
a very thin, large wallet.
I understand.
It looked like a piece
he
of paper.
In.
It could
he
have been the phone number for your one true love, who
okay.
would never be.
It
able
could
to
have been a document from
again.
The government.
Mommy.
On the road again, going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see.
I am on the road again. Well, my Honda 95 Accord is not on the road. It is
what
parked.
What is the prognosis?
I don't know yet. We're leaving Negative. It there possibly. Hey, Craig, will you do me a quick favor? Can you see
Could
if
you call
the garage?
They actually just texted Warren.
Can you ask? I called them too. No, tomorrow. Are they open on Saturdays?
They're open 24 hours.
Well, not the the guys. They were closing at 6 today.
Oh, got it.
So, I mean, like the Celtic Towing could have taken it there, but I didn't. So I can do it tomorrow. I'll call Brian tomorrow.
They are open on Saturday. Yes.
They're open. So
and they're open on Sunday. They're open all the time.
He is. Warren told me to call him whenever, but he is fishing in a creek somewhere. So it's been a bit of a rough week.
Wait a second. So he's literally up a creek without,
he is up a creek.
With or without a paddle.
He's got a paddle. I did okay. not have one on Lawrence Avenue.
What word are you guys saying? Is
crick.
It creek?
A creek.
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 What is
creek? Creek.
It's a creek.
It's a creek.
Okay, New Jersey.
You got to go down the creek.
A creek is a creek.
What are you all saying?
Cricket.
Where
cricket.
Is he?
Cricket.
He's in a creek.
He's in a creek.
He's in a creek. Those of us who grew up in the Midwest all have
pole.
Relatives who grew up somewhere else
yes.
who say it crick. Yeah.
No, actually, you know, there's this weird phenomenon, though, don't you find in the Midwest where people sort of have this, like, almost a southern accent, but it's not really.
Just
like
a little.
When you grew up in I grew up in a really small town. It's like they have this weird.
It's because the small town.
Yeah, it's like they just gave up trying to speak English. They just kind of.
Illinois has an identity crisis a little bit. I mean, Illinois has parts that are southern.
There is a traffic reporter in the city. Who has been quoted, it's my favorite thing she's ever said ever, and I've been good friends with her for a long time. If it weren't for Chicago, Illinois would be Kentucky.
Yeah.
I can't argue with
that. There you go.
I also Wisconsin. Either. I think it would either be Wisconsin or Kentucky.
Right.
I think that we would go, and maybe
but there,
maybe
there,
that's it. Maybe that's it. There are lies.
Therein lies, therein lies
it would
the
be
crick.
Closer to
I don't know why we just
Illinois
don't go down there and them
Wisconsin.
There.
Yeah.
I think anything north of Kankakee would be Wisconsin.
Not even
Chicago?
Close. Nope.
Northbrook?
No, still.
Northbrook,
still.
Tennessee.
No.
Northbrook would be Wisconsin.
It would be Missouri, Iowa.
Russia.
Or.
Where is Warren?
Only if you stand in Alaska and look across the ocean.
He's a crick.
Okay.
It's been an exhausting week, and I did not sleep well early in the week. And the
I was
David
gonna
say, Bowie
I feel
death.
So refreshed.
Yeah. What? All of a sudden because of the stairwell?
No.
When David Bowie passed away, I think that whenever someone famous dies, it does feel kind of like your social, artistic, your awareness of the world, like somehow that chips away at it. And I was going to ask Daphne because I was more struck by Alan Rickman for whatever reason. I think because I'm more of a performer, a storyteller. Like that was painful. And then Stephen Colbert kind of had a tough time on his show, even though he said he had never met Alan Rickman. He was moved by it. And I think that part of the reason why some of us even get into entertainment are some of our icons, some of the people
For
that
sure.
we've looked up to. Harmony France, who we had on the show Monday night, mm-hmm. Monday night, she was saying how torn up she was because the movie Sense and Sensibility was actually why she got into acting in the first place. So I was wondering, Daphne, when people are, because you're our positivity expert.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go, make us feel better.
Well, I think it's most important that we skip over our feelings, Patty. There's nothing better than just repressing them and shoving them down deep, deep,
oh,
deep
I'm sorry,
inside.
Your time is up. No, why
so
do
what
we?
What our takeaway is repress.
Yeah, yes. Repress, suppress, and depress.
Push it down.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of reasons, but you know, a few things. I mean, one, like you said, there's a relatability, and even though people are, you know, when people are in the limelight, even though we might not personally know them, there's a part of us that projects our knowingness onto them. Right.
Yes.
Like we think we do know them and we relate to them. And if they've played certain characters that have meant something to us, we feel a connection and
right.
we start to feel a connection to that persona. I think, you know, and also the time of our life when they come, you know, we were talking about this. Like, I remember very clearly, and this is going to be really kind of maybe interesting to some people or strange, but I remember very clearly where I was when I heard that Kurt Cobain died. I mean, I remember exactly where I was, and I remember, you know, it's kind of like how my mom felt about JFK, you know,
oh,
but
yeah,
it was
my
Kurt
mom's
Cobain,
that way, yes.
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think there's also these celebrities or people that were artists or creators or whatever they were that impacted our lives or maybe created a movement or changed something. And so they just mean these people mean something to us in some symbolic way, metaphorical way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sure, they always ask, you know, for the older people, what were you doing when JFK died?
Yeah,
and
because
whenever the anniversary of the death comes up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a huge shift in culture. And then I think the third part probably that fits in that is also there's a little bit of surprise. Like, I didn't know David Bowie was struggling with cancer to fight
or
cancer.
Or Alan Rickman, right.
So there's just, it's kind of like you just wake up and they're announcing that these people are gone.
I screamed in my house.
David Bowie. I was shocked.
I actually was going to bed. I had stayed up late working on some stuff.
Yeah.
So I saw it kind of as it was breaking. And I don't know that I have ever said kind of mini prayers in my head over a celebrity ever before. But it was like David Bowie's picture and it said, you know, David Bowie passes away or whatever. It was on like the Yahoo homepage. And I went, be a hoax.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it. And then I started like verifying sources. I went all news reporter on the story.
Is this real?
Yeah. And then I was like, no, CNN has it and ABC News has it and so-and-so has it. And I was like, frick. And then you debate waking up my husband. And I'm like,
I screamed.
Why would I wake him up?
Yeah.
This is
Griffin's
so
on his way to school. Yeah.
Yes,
Craig. Time to break. I'll take a break here. And I actually have I have something I want to read from an actor that we're all familiar with, Alan Ruck. I asked him to be on the show and he said he was unable because he has daddy duties tonight. But he said to go ahead and share it with everybody. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, Craig said something about go ahead and push something. And he said, push the button.
Push
the button. Hold on a second. I don't see. Hold on. Let me see. I should have some music here for it.
This moment.
No,
of technical
I got nothing.
Aptitude, you know, brought to you by Patty Vasquez.
That's good, but I kind of like this one too. Do you like that? Is that good? Vlad, you can sit down, sweetie. Hey, Craig said push the button and you play your music, but I don't. Why do I not see?
Happy's on the bottom.
Was it on the where? Oh, there it is. That was Craig said push that button. There you go. Is that better? Hannah, that's a little bit better. Oh, you know why? Because there are cocktails in the studio. We have Vlad from Replay up in Andersonville. Hey, Vlad, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Get closer to that microphone just so we can hear your beautiful voice.
Get right up on it.
That's right. Yeah. Palatine in the house.
Get right up on it.
Hannah Stanley, how are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
I can do this. Hold on. Let me see if I can keep the music playing.
I like the music.
Good at that? No, it doesn't make that go down. What's my... Oh, wait. It's this one. Yeah. I can fade it out. Look at that.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
Now, Craig, can I let the music play in the background, or is that also a problem?
Oh, if you can actually get her the one all the way at the far end. Beautiful.
Far end. What's different about this one, sweetie?
Oh, it's the larceny.
Oh, okay. So explain to us why I want the larceny one.
It's so smooth.
So smooth.
What we're having today is they're going to be pure whiskey sours is what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what we call them.
That's
what they are.
No, he's emphasizing pure.
Are you 21?
I know. I didn't want to make that joke earlier because he's a little
fresh-faced. I'm just asking. It's not even a joke.
I was born in 91. So I am 24.
Okay.
You know I can't do math. Just answer the question.
Yeah, 24 years old at this point.
Thank you.
At this point.
At this point.
Until further questions.
Yes, for now.
Until further questions.
24.
Maybe I'll be 25. I don't know.
We'll
see what happens.
All right. Well, happy birthday whenever that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so at Replay, you make the pure whiskey sour.
Yeah, so actually, at Replay, we have a a whole bunch of whiskeys, over 65 different American whiskeys, bourbons. Oh, she's what?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I was like,
she just breathed
what
fire.
What if I just smell this? If I smell this and my body already does the thing where you're like,
no,
I haven't even put any in my mouth
this
yet.
This is lovely.
Wow.
What he made here is awesome.
I can't wait for Rob Martier
to
come.
Why do you have a
studio.
Sippy cup,
Craig?
Well, because I wanted Rob to have a nice cup. So
Craig, you have no taste buds.
Aww. I have a kid's cup.
What a gentleman.
Did you want to taste this, Hannah?
No, I'm good.
Okay, then.
Yeah,
you have a long drive tonight.
I do.
I'm Ubering and lifting. By the way, Tamale Sepp saw us getting into our ride tonight over on Fullerton in front of Knife and Tine. Yeah. Tamale says hi to both of us.
What about Benjamin? Did we say hi to Benjamin?
Benjamin, our wonderful Lyft driver, who's been waiting for us to say hello to him.
This poor guy.
Best driver we've had in a long time.
He was really nice.
Very pleasant. You guys were talking.
That's
I was preparing.
A ton.
Unlike my driver.
I've been having a tough week.
I don't think I've ever actually, and we'll get back to your booze here in a second, but I don't think I've ever given a bad review like publicly. I've really not done. I give a lot of positive ones because, you know.
You're saying it takes a lot to get a bad review from a Daphne Scott, a Dr. Daphne
Scott.
That's
what I'm saying, Patty.
Yes.
And I finally.
She did say publicly. So, I mean, you know, behind everybody's back.
Exactly. But
well,
to.
You're very insightful. Shut up.
To sort of put the microscope on somebody publicly for everyone to see.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, you know. And so I finally had to do it with this Uber driver. So I get into the car, and Hannah, you can give me your reaction here. I call the car, you know, do the thing. And I get to the car, and I have my backpack and my suitcase. Now, where might you think I would be going when you see me leave my house with my backpack and my suitcase?
Booty call.
Oh, well.
That's new.
Business and pleasure.
Fair. That's fair.
I hadn't thought about taking an entire suitcase to the next one, but I will in the future.
Just in case. Airport. Yeah.
Poor Kathy,
airport,
your wife
airport.
Had to be very upset about that.
Yeah, she was very upset.
Where are you going? Airport.
Airport. Airport. So I get in the car and he goes, he does not, first of all, he does not get out of the car to even remotely act like he's going to help me with my suitcase.
No, why would he?
Right, would he? So I get in the car and he says, are you going to the airport? I'm like, yes. He says, oh, seriously? Really? Oh. And he's like huffing and puffing. And I'm like.
And oh. Nary a straw or stick house.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So there was that. Then I realized the car reeks mm-hmm. of cigarette smoke. Mm-hmm. Reeks.
So he's angry because now it's going to be a long time before he has another.
Yeah, something.
He's got to go all the way to the airport.
I don't know what his deal was.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal was. So I did the, you know, and then listen, 48 hours later, I get the opportunity to give a star. How many stars am I going to get? This is 48 hours later.
And you can't give zero stars, by the way, on Uber.
No.
Or Lyft.
So
you have to give a star to complete the process.
Right. You can't just ignore the question,
no.
What you're saying. You, there's no opt-out on the survey.
No.
So I hit one star. Yep. I got an email in 5 minutes.
Why?
From
no, why are you giving him only one star?
Because he was just very rude, and his car reeked, and I smelled like smoke when I got out of the car. I don't want to smell like that.
No,
you
know, that's no good. That's like the Seinfeld with the funk. It doesn't.
Yeah,
go
no,
away.
It does not.
You know who doesn't get bad reviews? Replay in Andersonville.
No,
they
don't.
Really good reviews.
Are you on Yelp right now?
Yeah.
Which we were, long story short, we're saying hello to Benjamin, who was our ride from Knife and
Tine. That's right.
And I'm sure if we got a ride from Replay in Andersonville, we would have as lovely as a ride. What is the address up in Andersonville for Replay?
Replay is going to be 5358 North Clark Street.
Okay. And what kind of crowd do you get? Is it a lot of students from like Loyola, or are you getting...
You know, it's actually, we've only been open since September, but it's been an amazing response from the neighborhood. And so it's kind of turned into almost overnight, like a very nice, comfortable neighborhood joint.
Oh, cool. So. And do you guys have pub food? Do you have what kind of snacks?
Yeah, so
you
it's a scratch kitchen.
Okay, so this is the second time this week I've heard scratch kitchen. So I am going to need you to deconstruct what a scratch kitchen is.
Yeah, so it's going to be, it's shorthand for like, okay, for example, we serve a burger, right? Mm-hmm.
Craig, listen up. Remember I said this last night.
But
what do you do? Why is it scratch?
You know, all the patties are made in-house. We pickle our own pickles.
What do you mean the patties are made? So do you ground the beef for the patties?
Yeah, so it's like hand-formed, and then we have like some that are stuffed with short rib. All the meat is like smoked in-house.
Do their seasoning.
Like literally the only things that are brought in whole are the buns and the tater tots. But everything from our fries are hand-cut to like the soups are all made from scratch. The you know everything sweet potatoes
and that's
it's
a big deal because most soups brought in
and powders and all kinds of like mixes and pre-mixes.
Yeah, I mean, so saying. Like Scratch Kitchen is one of those terms that's really absurd that we even needed.
When did right. Hannah, but when did Scratch become a terminology? What's your name?
Well, and that's what I think that's what he's saying is because it doesn't make any sense that you would need to say
like,
that.
You need to specify, we actually make this from raw ingredients.
We actually make our own food. Oh.
And I thought it was just a bunch of guys itchy in the back.
Okay. Well, no, that's that, not right? in either of you.
I will
Craig,
tell you.
Craig.
They're making buses from scratch,
there
too.
There is a reason Cars. That everybody's Cars. Chicken and rice soup on Sunday tastes the same. That's all I'm saying.
Houses from scratch.
I'm so
Campbell's.
Scratch, you can use scratch for just about anything, really. Just
by
about anything.
I've been to Replay probably every month since it opened, and it is awesome. The food is awesome.
That's because they make it from scratch.
The video games are the best part.
Video games.
Yeah, so we've got like over like 35 different 80s video
scratch.
Games, like retro stuff.
80s arcade games.
Okay, ooh. Stop. You have Centipede and Millipede or just one or the other?
We have Centipede. We have Miss Pac-Man. My personal favorite, Dig Dug.
Do you have
course.
Galaga? Because if you have Galaga, I'm leaving here right now and I'm going there.
I've got
Benjamin,
Galaga,
come back around.
I've got
you have Galaga?
I have Michael Jackson Moonwalker, which is a game, by the
it
way.
Is, it is.
There
awesome
is
game.
A game. Yeah.
What about Qbert?
Wait. Yes.
Give Tapper.
Wait, this is someone who was born in 1991.
Do you have asteroids?
Like, and he's saying that they have.
There
all
are so many like games
all right,
coming
want,
out here
I
right now.
I need a pole position, and I need a Qbert and a Frogger.
All, I need
all
is
we heard was, all we heard was, you need a pole
no
position.
No promises on a Qbert. I can't remember.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is time for the weekend wind-up, which means it's also time for What's in the Box. Yep. 312-981-7200. We need two contestants. You will win a gift card from Apt Electronics or from Lou Malnati's. Locations all over the Chicagoland area. Both for, well, Apt is just the one place in Glenview. You can go to apt.com for more information about everything they have to offer. And go see Steve Shapiro. He's been waiting for you. He's there right now, which is weird, but the doors are locked, so he's just in there, like standing over a stove going, you have no idea how
help
amazing
me.
This thing is.
Help me.
And also LouMalnati's.com. You can go there and you can have a pizza delivered anywhere in the country because they'll do that for
1-800-LUDIGO.
You. 1-800-LUDIGO. And we also have Rob Martyr live in the Allstate Showcase studio for
happy
What's in
here.
The Box. And
you know what I always say about Rob Martyr.
What do you say about
his
always?
His hair is magnificent.
It really is.
He does have magnificent hair.
It's good radio hair.
And a great voice.
It really is awesome radio hair.
Vlad, do you aspire to have hair? Such as Rob Martyr's?
I used to. I set the standard for Rob, so, you know, I lost mine so he could have his.
How about you, Vlad?
Appreciate that. I haven't the slightest idea who that is.
That's Rob.
That's Rob.
He's sitting
Rob.
Right there, buddy.
Right there.
You know,
it's okay.
It is.
Yes. So isn't it? It's fantastic.
It's very nice.
You want to run your fingers through it and get stuck, don't you? A little bit.
I don't want to mess it up.
No, don't. No. Don't. Do girls come and mess with your hair a little bit sometimes when you're working? They want to. They pet you, don't they?
You know, there's a whole bar in between me.
Do they pet you? Yes or no? Do girls try to pet you?
Yes.
See? I'm not... Okay, you think I'm the only person that tries to pet people.
It's weird that he looked at Daphne when that happened.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. He's adorable.
He's mm-hmm. a little bit... He's adorbs, as a kid says.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
We have two contestants on the line for What's in the Box. We have Susan, who we're going to lock in there. Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from? Hi.
Chicago.
Excellent. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
I have.
Oh, thank God. It's just easier. Now, the hard part would be if I asked you to explain it to somebody else. Let me see if Ellen has played. Ellen, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, doing all right. How are you?
We're great. We're having a good time in the Allstate Showcase studio. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
I have not.
Okay. Susan, I won't make you explain it to Ellen, so I'll tell all of our listeners and Vlad. It's something that I thought of one. Well, I thought of it for other reasons, and then it has become this. Hannah, do you know how I came up with the idea for What's in the Box?
Let's pretend I don't.
Okay, so I was shopping for something. Let's say it was an exercise that I felt that there was a part of my body that needed more workout. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised at how many reviews there were for that. And I started down this rabbit hole of like, what else do people write reviews for? And I was that rabbit hole. And so I realized that people will write reviews for sweaters and for boots and for
banana slicers.
Banana slicers.
My favorite is the banana
endorsed
slice.
Endorsed by Lorena Bobbitt.
Yes. My favorite is the banana slice.
And for clocks, for lamps, and for adult toys. And let's live there for a second, because the details in which some people will go into their reviews was astounding to me. So I started to print some of those out, and I had aspirations of actually putting a book together based on these reviews. But what can I do with them in the meantime?
Right.
Let's see if our listeners can tell if a review is for an appliance, like a hand mixer or a blender, or for an adult toy.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you, Ellen?
Look at that. Look at that.
Ellen's like, I really wish it didn't make sense. She's begging for this to be unknown to her all
I gotta
of a sudden.
Tell you, our bartender over here leans over and goes, it sounds like she might be talking about a dildo.
Yes, I am.
I don't know if these mics are live. Yeah. And...
Yes, I'm talking about vibrators.
Oh, beautiful.
You're welcome.
It's after midnight, we can
yes,
say that.
Yes, we can.
Really?
I say it at 11. I don't know what you're talking about.
We can't say anything, though. That's
I say it at breakfast.
Yes.
There are still things we can't say.
So, Susan
that's right.
And
wait,
Ellen.
Now Patty can say stuff in cars, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so Ellen and Susan, so what you are tasked with in this contest is to tell us, once one of our guests reads a review for you, tell us if you think it is a toy or an appliance. Those are your answers, appliance or toy. And first one to five gets their choice of the prizes, and the other contestant will get the other prize. One will be an Apt Electronic gift card or for Lou Malnati's. We're going to go with Susan first. Are you ready for Rob Martier to read to you?
Sure.
Excellent.
All
Rob
right,
Martier, please.
You ready? Works great. I've worn out a couple of others before, but this one is showing no signs of problems.
Appliance.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done.
Someone so has had a hand mixer girl. She's disappointed with.
She sounds very relaxed, but underneath, I think there's a lot of energy there.
I predict that was about a Keurig. Appliance. That's
my thing. Oh, yeah. Hey. You've had some trouble.
Hey, no.
All right, Ellen. Roger Badish will read for you. Roger, please.
All right. Ellen, here you go. It works the same today as it did new, and I use it about 10 times a week. For the money, it can't be beat.
Wow.
Sounds about right.
I'll have to go with a toy.
Unfortunately, no. It's an appliance.
I was with you, Ellen.
Ellen
and I are on the same page. Have at it. Hey, Daphne, your turn. Please read for Susan.
All right. You ready, Susan?
Yes.
All right. Does job.
Wait, was that it?
That's it.
That's it.
Toy.
She said.
Wait, what did she say? Toy?
Toy.
It is for an appliance.
Oh.
So misleading.
It was
so misleading.
Vlad, will you do me a favor and please read for Ellen?
Yeah, I am so excited about this one. we're very toys and very excited, right? The review is purchased as gift. There have been no complaints.
Aww. Let's see. I'm gonna go for toy.
Ooh, it's an appliance. Oh. I'm so sorry.
And by the way, there were no complaints because everybody loves appliances as a gift.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get my next blender.
And that sound you're not hearing are my eyes rolling in the back of my head.
Sarcasm. Party of everyone. Hannah, will you please read for Susan?
Love to. Works perfectly fine. I didn't need something overly fancy, just something basic. Works great.
Okay, we've done a lot of appliances, so out of probability, I'm going to say toy.
Probability screwed you because
that's called the gambler's fallacy. I'm just saying.
Wow,
gambler's fallacy.
Look at the psychology degree over here.
Yeah,
chemistry.
Phallic.
Is it chemistry as well?
No,
just
chemistry.
Hi, Vlad. How are you doing? Yeah. Oh, you're talking about something else. I don't know who's up right now, Craig. Please,
Ellen is next.
Ellen, Rob Martier, will you please read for Ellen?
All right, Ellen, you ready?
Sure, go ahead.
First use was amazing, but the second time I attempted to use it, it shorted out completely. Pity.
I'd probability be damned. I'm going to go with appliance.
Oh, Ellen, it's a toy. You see there, it's a toy.
Pity, Ellen.
It's a toy.
That's the boss on the job on a construction site over by there.
Yeah. Just real quick, I believe the most incorrect to start a game is 4, so Ellen has a chance to make history for next round here.
I'm so sorry. It is only 1-0. Susan does have the lead. So, Roger Battish, will you please read for Susan?
Yeah, but I need you to sit down for this one.
Oh, man. Here we go.
You know what? Sitting is not really the problem I'm having. Yeah.
Hang on to something. Everybody, hang on to something.
Could you please get me a couple of paper towels? Go ahead.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
My husband banged it in there, and it started working right away.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Appliance.
Very good.
Hey.
Also, please, because
I gotta
no
be
reason.
Honest, I'm relieved.
Yes. Okay, but now, hold on a second.
I thought it was the worst one.
What? It was. Roger, what did he bang in there? Do you know what appliance it was for?
It was a coffee maker.
He banged it.
Oh, maybe it was the coffee pot. Like.
No, it was the, it's an espresso machine. It was an espresso machine.
We all know that pain.
No, it makes sense.
Ellen, it is your turn. Daphne will read for you.
All right, you ready? You ready, Ellen?
Okay, go ahead.
Cheap motor.
Wait, how does she get these two word things?
I've lost. Yes, good. Cheap motor.
I'm going to go for toy.
Oh, Ellen, I'm so sorry. Appliance.
Oh, I've had so many of those.
Ellen has tied history with the most incorrect answers to start a game.
Yay!
Ellen, good job.
She will be the new record holder.
Wait, hold on. Do you want to read that one to her?
Yeah, Helen, Ellen, I feel like I need to give you another chance, or should we just keep going
around? You can give her another chance. Daphne has a review she would like to read just for Ellen.
Okay.
And this will be her extra credit. In the event that it becomes we have a something down the line, because she has tied or has beaten the record for most answers incorrect.
She has tied it so far.
Yes. Well, Daphne would like to give her the opportunity to redeem herself on this round.
Okay.
She's calling to set a new record. She's calling an audible. Okay. She's saying that she wants to do a play here that we've never done before.
We should ask Susan if she's okay with that.
I'm good.
You're good with that?
All right,
Ellen, are you ready? This is an opportunity.
Ellen, just so you know, I have had this review on hold for 3 months, and Daphne has chosen you as the listener and the contestant to read this for. Here you go.
All right, Ellen, you ready? All right. Great purchase, and as described in the listing. I prefer to use it for clitoral stimulation. It's the best thing ever. I love it.
I'm going to go for an appliance.
Daphne?
That was for a toy, Ellen.
No. It's okay. Because it seems so obvious. And that was the point of it to begin with. Okay, Susan.
Ellen?
Yeah. She's adorable. No, she did that on purpose.
I love it.
That was
because
she,
it was
you know,
brilliant.
What? Now she holds the record of most incorrect answers in a row.
It was brilliant.
She's our record holder. Please write her name down as the most incorrect player we've had so far.
We are now enshrining her name on our big wall of records.
Yes, we have brass plates.
Unfortunately, it's on a whiteboard, but that's okay. Don't worry.
Vlad, will you please read for Susan? She has 2 correct answers to Ellen's 0. And record holding, no answers correct.
You know, I am just like waiting for one of these to be like a combination blender and dildo, and like the answer is both.
Hold on a second, let me. Like that makes sense.
I made like the best smoothie ever, and it brought me to orgasm. Yes. Like that should be a review. I'm just saying. So, Susan,
you can make that happen.
Yes. And there's my dream. Go ahead.
The review is not as sturdy as I thought it would be.
Toy.
Oh, I didn't even look. It's an appliance.
Oh, there you go. All right. I think we need to go on a break here. Do I have a break before the news?
You have a real quick break and then the news.
Ellen, Susan, are you willing to hold on through the news?
Sure.
Excellent. Sure. Yeah. Oh, I got sure's from both of them. Thank you so much. Quick break and then the news. Adam Sellers is in the green room. He might have to wait a little bit.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. And they all all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink the martini dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer.
I should probably start talking before we get in trouble for playing too much of this song. It's one of my favorite versions of it now. We are playing What's in the Box with our contestants, Susan and Ellen. It is, once again, Ellen's turn, who now holds the record for most incorrect answers in a row. And we are very proud of you, Ellen.
Woo-hoo! That's my name.
That's right. I'm not going to wear it out. Hannah, I believe, is now reading for Ellen.
A selection from Amazon. No, this is. I just wanted to set it up. Okay, good. Love, love, love this. Quiet and smooth. Great value for the price. Mm.
What do you think, Ellen?
I'm going to go appliance.
Toys.
Here's the thing,
Ellen
now, Craig.
Has furthered her record, and yes. Jackson now holds a second record.
Yes,
the record for most questions in a row with three, because I think we asked her three questions in a row there.
I think we did.
Yeah.
No, we had didn't Vlad read
no,
for Susan?
I did for Susan. Okay, that did happen.
Yes. So I will say this: the nice thing, she now puts distance and makes it harder for anyone
else.
No, she's going all Patrick Kane on this.
She is owning it. Yeah.
Yeah,
go big.
Own it. Rob Martier will now read for Susan.
All right, Susan. Sitting back, you're relaxed?
Yes.
All right.
Me too.
It was so good. My daughter stole it when she moved out. I need another one.
Appliance.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Well
Ellen's
done,
like,
Susan.
Please,
God.
Again, please, again relieved. Yes. Again relieved.
Yes.
The collective I've seen movies,
sigh of
you know.
Patty, Hannah, and Daphne.
Vlad's like, I can see that. Roger,
yes.
Will you please read for Ellen, who
Ellen?
Owns the record for most incorrect answers to the game?
I'm giving you fair warning. The record ends here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Here we go, Ellen. It works like it should, again and again and again.
Go for a toy.
Yes!
Yeah!
Woo!
I would have guessed appliance.
No, Roger, could you email me that item, please? Sounds like a very happy customer. Daphne, will you please read? Now, Susan is up 3-1.
All right, I'll read for Susan. All right, Susan, here we go.
Okay.
I honestly was not a huge fan of the turn the wheel type activation. I found it very easy to turn this product off by accident.
Oh.
Toy.
Good job!
That is so frustrating.
It is so frustrating.
I mean, like, you're so close. And
yeah,
then,
I'm so... Oh! And then, oh, it's just turned off.
Oh. So, Ellen, Ellen now has one on the board. Vlad, will you please read for Ellen?
Yeah, absolutely. The base of it seriously has rhinestones all over it. I love shiny things, so I am ecstatic with the bling.
Are you really, Vlad? Are you really?
I am so ecstatic.
Excellent.
Could you read it again?
Yes, please.
Oh, what kind of dramatic voice do you want?
Country of origin.
No, I don't know about that. The base of it is serious. Oh, this isn't even proper grammar.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to read it verbatim.
Please.
This is not me. I'm just saying. The base of it seriously has rhinestones all over it. I love shiny things. So I'm ecstatic with the bling. Different emphasis that time.
Yeah, I like that. I like you hit the ecstatic harder. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to hit it hard.
Yeah.
You have to go with the toy.
Yeah! Woo!
And I was coming back from the break.
It. Yeah, here's the thing, though. I was hoping it was a Dyson that was bedazzled, so not so much.
I can help you out. I have a glue gun.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you need a little help around the house.
Make that work.
Hannah Stanley will now read for Susan.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is featherweight. It does the job. Those heavy ones wear me out just lifting them.
Appliance.
It's an appliance.
I feel like Susan has used a hand mixer before. I feel like she's had heavyweight
Dysons.
She's before. Tried making a holiday meal for a lot of people and been annoyed.
Nobody likes those KitchenAid
or one of those like hand crank vibrators. Yeah. Dreadful.
They're the worst.
Craig, did she just win the game?
I really don't know.
I think she's got four. Ellen has two.
Yeah. All right. I wasn't trying to get out of the game early.
No, it's totally fine.
No, because then it would be sort of anticlimactic.
Susan, that'd be a little premature, don't you think?
Susan, do you have 5 points?
I thought I did.
I thought you did, too.
Okay, then she's got 5 points.
She does, yeah. I thought so. So, Susan, you will have your pick of an Apt Electronic gift card or Lou Malnati's Ludigo. And you can choose that off the air. Ellen, Susan, you were fantastic contestants.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing.
Yay!
Thank you. Oh, that was... Turn my own microphone off. I was so excited. Hi. I turned yours off, too.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know why I did that. I was like,
so rude.
I know. I'm so sorry.
She's done.
I am done with everyone. We have been enjoying some pure whiskey sours from Replay. Vlad, our bartender, has really, I mean, so are they're made with different bourbons or just larceny is in all of these?
No. So actually, I brought a wide selection of bourbons for you guys just to show off kind of a little bit of what Replay has to offer. Okay. So we've got Larceny, of course, which you're familiar with.
Yes.
Is a delicious high wheat bourbon, 92 proof from Heaven Hill, made in Bardstown. I've got Old Granddad, which is a bottled and bond high rye bourbon made by Jim Beam. Actually, like a pro tip for all you folks at home, if you really like Basil Hayden, check out Old Granddad 100 and 114. It's
Basil
the same juice, it's just aged a little bit less, and it's bottled at a higher proof. It's friggin' phenomenal.
And it has a little bit. Old Granddad seems to have a little bit of like a vanilla to it. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be coming from the American oak first char, but it's very very nice.
It's a shame you couldn't leave with all of these bottles. I'm really sorry. That
you know, I don't know what I'm going to tell the guys at work.
I don't know what happened.
Then the Eagle Rare 10-year, which is beautiful, round, very fruity, nice on the top end, super concentrated, and just for. We can't swear, right? Okay.
No.
S&G.
You're so sweet. Yes.
I brought Booker's, which is a really nice cask strength bourbon made by Jim Beam as well.
Here, Rob, take a look. Here, sniff the cork. I think, not a lot of people sniff the cork of bourbon bottles, I don't know.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's...
I mean, I normally just drink it out of the bottle. So
here you go, Rob. He said drink it out of the bottle.
That's good.
Yeah, right then.
Yeah. But yeah, and like so we've done Whiskey Sours today, which is, it's actually a cocktail we make at Elixir, which is the craft cocktail bar right next door. But we can do it at Replay's. Well, very nice. Mm-hmm. It's basically what it came about is we had this whole section of highballs where we wanted to take, you know, your regular vodka sodas and vodka sprites and stuff like that and really amp it up. So, of course, the Whiskey Sour, it's the first drink I drank when I turned 21-ish.
And before that, you had nothing.
Like, yesterday, I was abstinent.
No lips to the...
No.
Lips that touch liquor shall not touch mine.
That's nice. Prohibition.
Right?
Good
yeah.
language.
Yeah. Sneaking that in there. Whiskey sour was like one of the first drinks I had because you can feel like a guy and drink whiskey, and even if you hate liquor, it's still fine. But so we wanted
mine
to
was
do...
a wine cooler.
Your first drink?
I'm pretty sure.
Bartles I think mine was
James.
A
maybe Bartles and James or
Zima.
Moon's Farm, yeah.
Milwaukee's Best,
like just the Bailey's Singles. Probably.
Yeah, Bailey's Singles. Yeah,
thank you. Milwaukee's Best.
Whatever I could get somebody to buy for me illegally.
Right?
Yeah.
But so basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the sweet and sour balancing aspects of a whiskey sour, but not cover up all the flavor of the bourbon. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like a bourbon lover's whiskey sour. And even if you don't like bourbon, a lot of people have had really positive feedback on it. Basically, we take food grade citric ascorbic and malic acids and put it in with sugar and water into a syrup.
Okay, but...
Did you like study chemistry?
I was going to say.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
A little
okay.
bit in college.
Yes.
For like 4 years, though.
Yeah, just
I mean,
food,
it's not...
But the food part of me was like... Check. Yeah, he's solid. All right, we're good.
Yeah. Ascorbic acid.
Well, it's just a fancy word for vitamin C.
Where does one purchase ascorbic acid?
You know, I have a... I have a wholesale tea guy that I get it from.
Yeah, guy. He's got a guy.
I got a guy.
Those Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah, I get mine from Rare Tea Cellar, which is in Ravenswood. But you can get it online, Amazon. It's actually super cheap. And I'm telling you, you guys can make this at home. It's very good.
No,
don't say that.
No, I'm just saying. Well, come in and have it. Buy it from me instead.
How would you describe the atmosphere at Replay? Just out of curiosity.
You know, it's
awesome.
It's a party. It's definitely it's a good time. The nice thing is we have a restaurant, so like during the day it's family friendly. You can go in, have lunch, whatever. But as soon as it gets a little bit later, we get a lot of drinkers, a lot of video games, a lot of fun. It's got like old school 80s music playing, so it's just, I don't know, everyone's singing along. It's a very fun atmosphere. That's the best way I can describe
it. I so know what I'm doing tomorrow.
No
night.
Frills.
You're going to Sketchfest with me.
Am I?
Yes.
I then never mind.
And right. Afterwards, and then they're coming replay. For a drink.
How late is replay open until?
Oh, we're open until 2 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah, we're there.
Plenty of time.
Fine, don't worry.
Done. Done and done. Did I not tell you you're going to Sketchfest tomorrow?
No, you all didn't. Right.
And then you're going to replay with me.
All right, well.
We're playing, again, well, I'm playing Centipede. Apparently you're playing Galaga. I didn't like Galaga.
Why? You get the two ships and the whole thing? Come on.
No. No.
Guys, mm-hmm. I want to race somebody in Cruising USA.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, we do have two cruising games. I'm
that's a little bit like pole position. Rob, so
Rob, yes. what's your game? What are you looking for?
I think this is the second time you've mentioned poles.
Remember the game Tapper? Mm-hmm. You know, where the bartender ran
we
up
do
and
have
down
that.
Bars.
We do have Tapper.
Yeah.
That guy's playing it right now.
Do you have track and field?
Really beating on those
we
windows.
We do not.
Wow.
No.
Attaboy.
I'm calling the police. 1 second.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Let me go ahead and take care of that.
There
we're
you go.
Calling it
keep
right
it up, that a boy.
How do I get security out there?
I'm just going to give him some.
Do they have the tasers? No, pull your pants down so that we can tase you.
I'm just waving at him.
I think he thinks it's a TV show.
I know. Well, we are live streaming. So if you want to see the idiot on Michigan Avenue, he's right there.
So I should put my pants back on? Or
you're not the idiot. You're fantastic, Vlad. Roger, what would be your video game of...
Well, Galaga was an awesome one of mine.
There we go.
I could play that for several hours. Track and Field, I actually, on one quarter one time, I played for about 3 hours.
Wow.
Adam Selzer, you can yell from the back of the room.
What did he yell?
What's your game?
Donkey Kong.
Oh,
there we go.
So everybody loves Donkey Kong.
How can you not love Donkey Kong? I mean, you may as well say Frogger. Everyone says Jump.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know, if you've actually really ever played Frogger, it's kind of boring. I mean, I'm just throwing
it out
there.
Yes, but if you...
You know what? You've not gotten to the higher levels. That's why.
Maybe.
Vlad, Patty's coming child over this with, counter. Growing up like a little kid in the 80s, and there was, like, before that was Pong.
That's right.
Also, the mention of quarters had me... I should just say, because they'll be upset if I don't, all the games are free.
What?
Except for the pinball. Yeah.
What?
So
what?
Leave your quarters
I'm sorry.
At home.
Roger, Rob, you haven't said what yet. Roger and Rob, you have not said
what?
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 Right. Yeah. So all the games except the pinball are free.
No, that's why
you
I like
say
it
what?
So much. Because
I don't care if
no,
you
I
already
say
know.
More. What?
There you go.
Those games, those places that do it for free are doing it right. We come in for the games, then we pay for the drinks.
Yes, the money has been made off
it's
of these
like
games.
It's like Vegas.
Yes, exactly like Vegas.
Yeah, it's just like Vegas.
Games, but the drinks are free. Okay. So
yeah,
it's
but
just
it's the
flipped.
Opposite.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of that.
Tomorrow, maybe we do replay first and then go to Sketchfest. Because Meg Grunewald is...
Yeah, aren't they on at 6?
Listen, we're open at 11,
We'll go after. Okay, we're going after.
We'll be at replay tomorrow.
I'll be there. Pop in, say hi.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, pop in, little centipede, little rollerball.
Little Galaga.
That looked wrong. I apologize.
That looked really aggressive.
I had the high score on Dig Dug for like 3 weeks.
Hey,
and
he's one of your patrons, buddy. Whoa. Hannah's like, are you going to hit him? But I'm like,
listen, I don't care who it is. I don't know what his name is, but he knocked me out of the high score.
Craig, you dropped that?
I don't know what his name is, but I do know his initials.
Yeah, we're not
DB.
Really
the DB out there.
All right, then. Vlad, we appreciate your lovely cocktails. I don't know if you want to hang out for a few more minutes, but I have to give your microphone over to Adam Selzer.
Oh, it's fine.
I know. This has been spectacular, and I'm really, really sorry about this bottle disappearing from your collection.
It's such a shame.
I really don't know what happened. Just tell them that there was a
it's
run
fine.
On
we get
that.
It wholesale.
Again, Vlad, what's the address over at Replay?
5358 North Clark.
And the hours on the weekend is until 2 a.m.?
Yes, 2 a.m.
Excellent. And we look forward to having you back in the studio. And I will challenge you to a game of Tapper? No. Dig Dug? No.
Dig Dug's my game. I'm just saying.
I'm
that's
play.
My game.
It's going to be Centipede. I'm
okay.
just saying.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Yeah, maybe Space Invaders. More after this on 720 WGN. It's the Weekend Windup with Rob Martier. You are listening pretty late. What was that, Craig? I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I had to do a group selfie.
I heard you invite Rob to Sketchfest, and I was just saying I think he has four kids.
Oh, he does. Come to Sketchfest.
I'd love to.
It was so much fun tonight. I saw our friends, all of our friends, Craig, that we've seen all week. Michael Silver and our friend, it was a bunch of, it was the Chicago Collective, no, it was called the CDC. And the joke is, yes, it sounds like the
right.
Center for Disease Control, but it's the Comedy Dance Collective.
Yes.
And they have a logo. They try to explain that. But it was a really beautiful performance. And then I saw, now, Craig, I know that you wanted to have him on the show. And I was trying to get into
Daniel Pudi.
I was trying to get into get into the pro.
What happened?
No. He was fine.
Okay,
I may have interrupted their show on accident. No.
Doesn't matter.
It worked out fine. But I was trying to get into the theater to get a seat so I can go back out and use the ladies' room.
Yeah.
And everyone was trying to get and
Daniel Pudi.
Well, he calls himself Danny too. He was indulging all of his fans with a selfie, which I thought was really sweet.
That is, I wanted one of those.
But
I'm so sad I didn't go.
Here's what bothered me was that people were trying to get out, people were trying to get in, traffic was blocked. Mm-hmm. Our friend Runjit was on the stage, and I went into the theater and go, "Oh my God, I need a selfie with Runjit." and I ran up on stage and like made it like that a big. I'm like, how? Yeah. I was screaming at the audience. I go, "You guys, you have no idea." And by the way, next year, none of y'all get a selfie. That's what I said to the room.
That's hilarious.
But I mean, like,
but he's Abed from Community. He's an awesome, awesome guy.
He is. But people just saw a live performance with four actors who were incredibly talented, and they should have also wanted pictures with everyone that was in that performance because they were all. Equally talented.
I think some people might have gone to the show, though, because of their love of Community and his role.
Here's how I interrupted the show on accident. So the four actors, they're all performers who have siblings. They're all of Indian descent. And they have siblings who are all doctors. So it's the show's called Siblings.
That makes sense.
Wait, what?
Siblings
how
of doctors.
That
it was a clever name.
Such a funny show. But they all sit down and they're telling their secrets. Runjit is that he is a pizza addict. He actually has a chart of where he's ordered from, where he's eaten in the restaurant, when he binged, meaning he finished the entire thing. He's also like he talks about what he likes about different pizza joints. Danny Pudi, his one of his rounds is my wife is a vegan and I made this noise. And it was loud enough for everyone in the theater to hear it, and they all started laughing. And he looked over in our direction. And he goes, "Chicago." I felt a little bad because I ruined the rhythm of the show. I didn't mean to. I apologize.
He was born
you
here.
Sort of heckled.
Kind of heckled. He was born in Chicago.
But it's a good, I mean, like, and that's a thing because there was no verbiage to it.
Right.
I
good.
But I can see now why my boyfriend in college, when I used to sigh really loud, would take that as a moment when I was going to start bitching. I can see that now. Adam Seltzer joins us in the All Stakes Showcase studio.
That's a thing.
Did you watch the primary debates last night for the Republicans in Iowa?
I read Ted Cruz's quote about New York values.
That's a no. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead.
We know what he means when he talks about New York values.
Okay, so I've heard that before. Like right away, someone tweeted out a new way of saying Jewish.
It's not new.
Have you seen that, Rob? That people took that as a Jewish thing. I took it more as
the Nixon people in the Nixon administration used to call it New York City. You know?
No. I didn't take it as a Jewish thing. I took it as a pushy, obnoxious sort of in your face kind of thing.
See, I think we all hear what we want to hear sometimes too. I just heard of it.
He was ripping on Trump.
Right.
That's what people have said too.
Yeah.
Because he's been divorced three times.
Now, when he threw in money in the media.
Yeah.
It's what
that
they
could still
mean.
Be him though, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of what I
Daphne,
thought.
How did you hear it?
I heard it as something coming from Ted Cruz. That's how I heard it, and therefore
the nerve of you frame everything the way you want.
Therefore, I interpreted it as something coming out of the mouth of Ted Cruz, and I gave it its just validity.
Mm-hmm. All right, yes, Rob.
You know, unfortunately, the best line of the night came in the undercard debate when a question was asked of Carly Fiorina about the Clintons and their marriage.
Right,
and she went off on kind of this narrative, and the punchline was basically, "Well, I have a husband that I actually like to spend time with."
Shouldn't the punchline be?
And of course, the audience went, "Oh, ooh, but no, that was a good line."
What would be your punchline to the Clintons' marriage during a Republican debate? Because I don't. Why is
I don't know how debate somebody? That was the question they asked her,
right?
I'd be like, "Why are you asking me this?"
Well, but then she went on. What is it? MSNBC afterward with Chris Matthews, and he started pinning her down about it. Well, do the Clintons have a real marriage?
And
she didn't want to answer that question, and Matthews wouldn't
get his teeth out of that one. He just kept going after it.
Did they ask the male candidates that question? I'd just be curious.
I'm sorry, Donald Trump, your first wife.
I meant your second wife.
That
was a real marriage.
No, I mean, wait.
I mean your fifth wife. I mean,
what I'm saying is.
Your affair. Wait.
They were all real.
When you took the crown away from Miss Universe because she was too heavy. What was that? all those things.
Do they have a real, what is that?
Well, you know who has real marriages? Homosexuals.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you hanging out, Rob? Or are you done? Because we have more.
I've got four kids. I got to go.
Are you leaving?
I got to go.
All right, then. Rob, it's been a pleasure.
You know, Mrs. Rob and I are celebrating two official years this weekend of
wedded bliss.
Ooh. We've been together for seven. We decided to do the kids and the mortgage first, and then we...
That's important. Why make it legal when it's
right?
He was waiting until it was legal for everyone.
Has it been 2 years? I was in Atlantic City when you had your bachelor party on the air.
Yeah.
And you had one of your favorite hockey players.
Jeremy Roenick.
Yeah. Pete McMurray had your bachelor party right here.
He did.
It was a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite shows on radio I think I've ever heard. I like doing my show. I don't listen to it. Yeah. My husband does. My mom does because they need to know what's going on in my life. Oh, I have a story about that. Okay, more after this. Remind me, my mom, my husband, and being naked. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. If you heard that big yawn in the back, that was Dr. Daphne Scott, who is just done for the day, apparently.
I love that you add the doctor when she's doing something a little goofy.
I know. I didn't add it earlier because I was like, and Hannah Stanley and Rob Martyr, and I didn't want to be like, and doctor. But now that you yawned,
thanks.
Dr. Daphne Scott, Sam Panionovich, Adam Selzer, Roger Badish, all on the show tonight. I teased with something. Do I address what I talked about? My mom, living with my mom and my husband and being naked. So, it's a little cozy in my house. We have a very small two flat. My mother has the apartment downstairs. She actually owns a building in which we reside. Yeah. And today, my husband was on his way out. I decided to take a shower. But as he was saying goodbye, I thought I'd give him a happy goodbye.
There you go.
And
Wait. Define happy. If I pull the dictionary open.
He left ecstatic.
And look at happy goodbye.
Yes, he had a happy goodbye. So, and he, you know, not like he was fine. So I,
it was
in the
fine.
Aftermath of that, I was about to jump in the shower as he was leaving. And my mother, and I had asked him while I was making him excited to leave, if he had locked the back door. And he goes, no. I'm like, well, you're awfully confident. But when he was leaving, my husband's in the dining room. My mother's coming in the back door. I'm standing in between both of them, naked. And like, okay, here's the thing. Like, obviously, okay with being naked in front of my husband. Also, okay with being naked in front of my mom. Not quite sure how I feel about being naked in front of both of them. I can't afford therapy. At the same time.
Yeah.
Dr. Daphne Scott, I can't afford therapy anymore. My therapist has that face a lot that you're making.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm trying to get the image out of my mind right now. As it's happening.
Of which, my mother or my husband or just all of it at the same time?
I'm not real sure which part to X out first.
Yeah.
I heard your husband said as he was walking out, looking at you, saying, deal with it.
That's something along those lines.
Really?
All I know is like there was a trail of papers behind him and he was out the front door. Like, he didn't linger.
I would argue that it's actually worse for your husband because now he's standing there with you naked and then your mom's there and that's not what he wants to happen. That's not his fantasy.
You're right. Hi, Hannah. Do you know why I now have, now you know, understand why I have a sitcom? Because of moments like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
We're good.
That's why. Yeah.
I got that.
I think we
picture.
Knew that from before.
How many stories have to be on the cutting room floor, though? Because you can't bring
everything. This one makes it. Are you kidding me? I mean, like, I'm sure there's a way to shoot. Everybody Loves Raymond had an episode where Marie had gone to a sculpting class and she was very proud of a sculpture she had made and they had it, like, in the living room.
Realized what it actually looked like.
Which was a what? It looked like a vagina. Yeah.
It was very Georgia O'Keeffe inspired.
That was a hilarious episode.
The funniest episode.
The whole episode is like, how does she not see it?
Her husband, Frank's like standing in front of it like, I like it. Like the whole episode, he never realizes why he likes
why
it. So he's
likes
like,
it.
No, put it right in the middle. And he's like eating in front of it.
Yeah. A great sculpture.
Craig, you have to watch this episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
You know, I'm still thinking a little bit about the fact that you're okay about being naked around your mom. I don't know that I'm okay with that. I don't know that being naked around my mom, that wouldn't be cool.
Okay, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I don't mind being naked in front of anybody. It doesn't bother me at all.
Get naked right now.
Okay. And then, yeah, because we're okay. It's radio.
She really
yeah,
went.
Just saying. It really doesn't bother me.
How you doing, Sam?
I'm great. You didn't expect that conversation. I'm trying to get over Roger Badish's shirt. If we can, I mean, we buried the lead here. Look
it's
at that shirt.
Phenomenal.
I'm ready to go golfing. Come on.
It no, is fusion pink.
But, yep. But as a mom, having seen my kids naked and they just kind of wander through the house, like now, yeah, I still don't know if I'd be okay with
well, wait a minute.
As adults, when your kids are adults, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But girls would be more natural, feel more natural being naked in front of the mother.
That's a misnomer.
Nope, I wouldn't want to be naked in front of anybody.
No. Well, you're not a girl.
No, I'm saying that, Roger, would you want to be naked in front of your father? The answer is still no.
You know, if we were both at the gym.
Oh, God. Oh,
and went to the shower.
Roger, this is the wrong answer.
No, it happens. Guys
Stop,
use the communal showers.
There should be no
Sam,
nakedness
no,
anywhere.
Sam, give us some honesty here.
I don't want to be naked
I'm
in front
from
of
a
Roger and his
day
father.
And age.
I mean, if we're being honest. That's,
yeah, actually,
that's the
I wouldn't want to see you either, Sam. I've heard stories.
By the way,
I think the real question is, why do we have to talk about this?
Yeah. Because it's pretty late.
It's just hanging there low on the tree right now.
So Adam Selzer, you've
you
discovered your centipede story.
My centipede
yeah, let's talk about your centipede.
Yeah, the centipede.
Wait, let's hear all about your centipede.
We
Adam.
Just
everyone,
went
real
from
quick.
That's naked what to centipede. Yeah.
Before we move on from the 708, Patty. Wow,
Patty Vasquez.
Patty, please teach my girlfriend your Patty happy ways. You are a great wife.
We call it naked lunch. What were you saying, Craig? Because we have different, you know.
No, it's fine. Okay, let's move on to centipede. Let's
go naked there. To centipede. Yep. And over to you.
Oh,
centipede.
This is gonna get worse.
Oh, goody.
There was a kid on my street when I was a kid back in the 80s.
It was like a ghost story. What happened?
Mike Best, his name was. He had a centipede machine down in his basement. Oh. In those days, we called levels boards. You know, remember that? We called levels boards or screens.
No.
We had not yet arrived on the consensus that a video game level was called a level, not a board or a screen. The ultimate goal in playing centipede was get to what was known as the diarrhea board. When the centipedes became the color of diarrhea, it was in that basement that I learned the immortal words to the great song Diarrhea which is distinct from Diarrhea Cha-Cha-Cha, but not particularly different.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
This is what bourbon does to me.
Let's just get rid of the whole centipede story.
So why are you so comfortable with being naked in front of your mom?
Okay, fair enough. So...
Why not?
All right. So I grew up in a one-bedroom apartment. My mother and I shared a bedroom from when I was the age of about 6 until about 10. And after that, I shared a bunk bed with my dad. So if you want to talk about, like, my mess-up childhood, there's so many layers. Well, boards, as it were, I guess.
Levels, layers, so, boards. Yeah. Diarrhea.
Actually...
People think it's gross.
It is weird to be working at WGN Radio because I would wake up many mornings. My mother always listened to WGN Radio. It was always like Wally Phillips and
Bob Collins.
I wasn't. That was later when I was in high school. So when I was little, though, my mom, she's very confident and comfortable with her body. She was the one who introduced me to King Spa.
Yeah,
which
Ooh,
King Spa. Exactly. Yeah. Hannah, well, you know what? I think to answer your question, I think you have to join us at King Spa.
Yes,
and you'll understand the culture. Of comfortability around those who are sans clothing.
All right.
Yeah.
We must do a trip to King Spa, Hannah.
Nope. The answer is no.
I am about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My mother. I'm gauging this because my mother.
I have to go online and book a wax.
All right. I have to take you with me to Los Angeles.
I think we need to take a break. I think we need to take a
warning. We are entering adult topics here. You have been warned. But we will keep it classy.
It's a little late.
Yeah, I know. That's a little late. It went off late this time.
The delay.
We should still warn
people. It's like a 3-minute delay on the adult warning on that. A little bit. Well, thank you, Jason Skaggs, for creating that for us. And also setting the bar so high that we would keep it classy. Joining us tonight.
As if.
I know. Hannah Stanley.
Hi.
In the studio on a Friday night with us.
I know.
Thank you so much.
It's crazy time.
Yeah, you didn't really think it was this crazy. Like, you've heard us, but you've never really seen it all in action on a Friday night.
No, not a Friday night.
No.
No.
There isn't even a band. There wasn't food. No. It was just everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that all happened. Mm. We have Adam Selzer who joins us. He has a great story to tell us, seen about a female detective he has learned about in a moment. And Dr. Daphne Scott, done yawning.
Oh, I'm so tired.
There's a picture of her, by the way, on my Facebook page, Patty, you're tagged, where she is, in fact, also yawning slash sleeping.
Yes. So. My eyes are closed. Combing your hair in that picture?
You might be.
All right, then. Yeah. You need to get waxed. Roger Badish.
And apparently go to L.A.
Up in the, yes, please, come with me. She's Brazilian. She's from Brazil.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's honey wax. Roger Badish, up in the newsroom. Sam Panianovich was making fun of your shirt, but he has a question for us.
No, he's envious.
Envious.
You're pretty in pink, Raj. I mean, I'm guilty.
Doggone it.
We got to talk about that. The only way that works back in the theaters is if they fix the ending and actually put her in a pretty pink dress.
No, look what I started.
There are going to be alternate endings.
You and I should have, like, we should figure out, we got to find a seamstress to, like, we should bring remnants of other dresses from, like, Reese, the way she did it, right?
Yes.
They're all older dresses.
Andy.
And actually have someone who knows how to sew do a dress that does her some, because she's beautiful.
I don't mind that dress. I don't.
Daphne, do you know what we're talking about?
No.
The pretty in pink dress that she boys aren't gonna care. With Andrew McCarthy.
Do you know what we're talking about there, Beth? Did you like the dress at the end? Were you okay with it? Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It had like,
I wasn't okay
what was
with
this?
It.
What was like the collar with like the strips, like
the
pillars to her
neck? It was prom dress.
Yeah, and
she
like,
should have been with Ducky. All I'm saying is like with that dress,
well,
Ducky
but
was her
alternative
date.
Alternative endings, we will find out if that's how
Andy
it's
McCarthy
to
has
up.
Like puffy eyes
Molly
and like no
Ringwald
lips.
Could pull off anything at that time.
Yeah. She should have. Would have looked better.
Sweatpants.
Sam, you had a question for us.
Okay, I'll give you the clip notes. Yeah, so this is high school basketball, Simeon, Morgan Park. Two Southside powerhouses. Club. So Simeon is supposed to play at Morgan Park tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Morgan Park, however, has a gym that only fits 250 people.
Okay.
The game is being moved to a different location. The Morgan Park parents, led by one of the mothers, who's a little cuckoo, she led a boycott of all the mothers and the fathers and the players. They said if the game isn't at Morgan Park, they're going to forfeit and take the loss.
Done.
Would you lead the charge like that?
No. Why is she upset about the game being moved? Because they don't have home court advantage.
Long story short, Morgan Park has been asking CPS for 3-4 years for more money to build a new gym because they keep getting penalized for having a small gym, yet they don't get the money from the city for a new gym. So all the big games against high-profile schools are moved.
I would ask this. I would ask, what else has Morgan Park been asking for that they're not receiving? Do they have all their facilities that provide all the educational needs that their students seek?
I'm sure.
Educational, yes. Athletic, no.
But I mean, like, the priority has to be, and by the way, on the South Side, there are so many schools that lag behind. I would say, I mean, that seems like a misplaced priority. Now, being someone who often misplaces her priorities, I would just say that that's not a battle I would pick. I would say, yes, I have picked similar battles.
But where are we in 2016 where the parents are telling the school that their kids aren't going to play?
Yeah, that's...
Well, and more importantly, when you look at it at the end of the year and when the colleges are looking at these kids, you need that win. The forfeit is stupid.
Well, I put it this way. These two schools have 10 state titles combined.
Yeah.
They're the best two schools on the South Side. And for them to tell their kids to boycott, you're taking eyes off of your kids because that game brings everybody together.
Everybody.
And if they want to move it to a bigger location.
All the better.
Where there are more people and more scouts and more college coaches, that's better for your son.
Well, but wait
basketball
a minute.
Basketball player in the booth.
Yeah, that's true. I did. And Sam did. Sam played basketball as well.
Yes.
So is there revenue that comes in for the school if they got the bigger facility that they want? Are they going to gain revenue? Because that seems like part of the priorities that could be well placed. If you gain revenue moving forward, athletics always seems to be a benefit to
there
schools.
Could be in tickets and
well, so Morgan Park only holds 250 people.
Right.
And
a game like what does Simeon hold?
A game like this would have how many people that would want to go?
I was at the Simeon Morgan Park game at Simeon, 1,400 people standing room only. They were turning, people were banging on the window trying to get in the whole game. So they've tried to allocate this game, which is the best game all year, to a different place with more seats, more money, more concessions.
Who gets the money? Does Morgan Park get the money if they move the game?
It's hard to follow the CPS money trail. Come on, we're in Chicago, you know.
So what? Where are we in this? What part of the playoffs?
They tried to.
What is this game?
This is regular season. No, regular season. So it doesn't mean anything.
So I'm saying that like UIC is not an option, obviously.
It seems more politics than basketball.
Wait, no, not in Chicago.
Yeah, what?
Okay, so the politics are that Morgan Park wants
a new gym. They want a new gym.
They want to call attention to the fact they want a new gym. I don't know. I mean, my son goes to a school. He goes to a grade school, mind you, where whenever something goes wrong and the parents are upset about it, they hold a fundraiser and they like pay for it. And like, granted, much smaller, because I mean, we're talking about a building. You're talking about trying to.
It would be a lot of money.
Increase the, yeah,
it's not,
the capacity.
It's not one bake sale. It's like 1,000 bake sales.
That's probably like a $15 million
bake sale.
But 3 years ago.
That's, well, now, we, you know, pot was just legalized in the state of Illinois.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medically. Yeah.
Oh, right.
You have to basically be dying, don't you?
Yeah.
No, but, yes. But 3 years ago, sure. Whitney Young got this tax refund from the city for $17 million. So and built a brand new gym.
It's not a tax refund. They're called TIFs.
Yeah, TIFs.
So they're TIFs. No, I've had this argument with other people in the city of Chicago, and certain neighborhoods are able to maximize their potential and use that money. I don't know what Morgan Park, that's why I was asking you about the rest of their educational facilities, whether or not they've had like an addition. Because on the northwest side, Edgebrook, Coonley, Bell, all these schools on the north side have had entire buildings built and additions, $20 million buildings. I don't know where Morgan Park is in that sort of.
I don't think they have new facilities. It was built and opened in 1916.
Oh, so it's not that old.
So it's due for a facelift. It's due for a facelift.
But to your point, you want more eyeballs on this game, on those kids, because that's going to get them scholarships.
Here's the question.
This hurts Simeon more than Morgan Park,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. And Craig, when we had a chance in high school to play at a badass gym.
Oh, it was amazing.
That's what you want to do.
That's exactly what you want
more
to do.
More people, more fans. Mm-hmm. More eyes.
More experience.
If you're a successful basketball team, which as Sam said,
they both
Morgan
are.
Park
both
has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And
well.
Simeon, both.
Right. You want to play in front of the most people possible. You want to get the biggest experience you can. And in the process, the school actually does make money. There's a lot of games where I'm sure 200 people wasn't enough, that more people wanted to see this team play basketball.
Where do they propose to hold the game?
They were going to hold it, first of all, at 31st and Koster.
Okay.
Which is a long way from Beverly on the south side of Chicago.
Okay, so this is a different thing. This is a separate issue. This is we don't want to go to that neighborhood.
South Lawndale.
Okay, so what was the other option?
They've compromised and said, well, maybe host it at Brooks, which is right across the expressway, a stone's throw from Morgan Park on the south side.
Okay. I have no point of reference because Lane Tech has a massive. We have huge
right. That's never
stands.
Been a problem there.
Yeah, and we were built in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm. And I remind you, 2013.
And never had, by the way, never fielded a very good basketball team. I'm saying 5,000 kids. You can't get five dudes on the floor to like put it in a basket. I'm just saying.
In 2013, there was a security issue. Somebody was actually murdered after this game in 2013 outside Chicago State. You remember the story?
I do remember the story.
Morgan Park and Simeon played. There was a tussle after the game. The players were pushing and shoving in the handshake line. It spilled out into the stands. Yep. Somebody was shot.
Well, all
and
the more reason to make a bigger venue for more people.
Outside,
I mean, let's get more people
it was
at the game then.
The stadium, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you don't plan ahead and see this coming and say we're going to take this to
extra precautions.
Go to UIC.
However,
to neutral grounds.
I think the parents are completely off base.
That's the question. I mean, would you pull your kid out of a big game? Because this is the game where college scouts will see you.
Here's the question. What kind of car is that, and how do I get one? What is that? What is that, a Camaro? What is that?
Dodge Charger.
The Charger?
Yeah.
Pay attention, Patty. Will you? Come on.
I just had a total.
And it says.
Moment.
Yeah, if you go to the Dodge.
GoMab. GoMab.
What's GoMab?
Well,
does anyone know what GoMab is?
No idea.
There's a car on Michigan Avenue. Apparently, it's a Charger that has. I really need a muscle car. 312-981-7200. If you can tell us what Adam Selzer was about to tell us, more on 720 WGN. It is pretty late. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by one of our favorite people, not just one of our favorite guests, because she's actually just one of our favorite people. I mean, so are many of our other friends in the studio, but Hannah Stanley. I mean, come on! Hannah, oh, I'm sorry. Did I surprise you with that?
Hi, yeah, I didn't
no,
know.
No, she was responding.
About
me. Hannah Stanley.
Hi.
We also love and adore Adam Selzer.
Hey.
We worship Daphne Scott.
Oh,
Carm's here.
We want to shave Mark Carman.
I need love. I need.
Do you need a? We have a bourbon sour, whiskey sour over here. If you'd like one of those,
the old bourbon
whiskey
sour.
Are you driving tonight?
Sure.
but that's okay.
All right. All right. Well, we will get you some ice and we will set you up.
It's really not.
Driving in a radio form, not actual car. I'm Patty, you look fantastic. What's going on?
She's glowing.
I'm glowing.
Right?
I am waiting for Adam Selzer to tell us about a female detective that he just discovered, her story, her history, right here in Chicago. Tell us about this, Adam.
I'm still working on it, but it's something I ran into that she was listed as a very famous woman detective and around the early turn of the 20th century, and she's almost totally forgotten now. Well, here's what happened was, I have to go back. It's, the year is 1904. Ice cream costs a nickel, and Teddy Roosevelt has just been elected to another term.
All women are called dames.
out in the West Burbs on a lonely country road, one morning they found a newfangled automobile off to the side of the road, and the driver, Billy Bates, was slumped over dead over the steering wheel. First guy ever to be murdered in an automobile. And all that they had as a clue was the car had been rented on Michigan Avenue, the car and the driver. You had to rent both at the time.
Right.
It was 1904. His cars were brand new. It was a guy named Mr. Dove from the Auditorium Annex, which is the Congress now. They never figured out who Mr. Dove was. They never found Mr. Dove. They never figured out what the motive was or anything. But in the Chicago Evening American, which normally, when I'm in the newspaper archives, I just read that one for fun. It was a total full-on tabloid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were very, you know, they would publish any rumor they could make up. But it's very entertaining. But they brought in Mary E. Holland, who they called a famous woman detective. And they had her analyze the car, and she found out from the fingerprints and the blood smears and everything that there must have been a third person in the car.
Ooh.
And they never solved
along
the mystery.
The
they never figured out if there was a third person. They never figured out what really happened. But
what's fascinating is that the forensic kind of work that she did was only created like about what maybe 20 years before in England.
She had actually studied fingerprints in Scotland Yard. Mm-hmm. She was the person who helped introduce fingerprints to the United States. So the first time we ever convicted somebody of murder based on fingerprints was about 1910, 1912, just a few blocks away from here in the courthouse. It's a guy named Thomas Jennings, and she was one of the fingerprint experts who testified that these were really his fingerprint. Mary E. Holland was her name. Mm-hmm. I actually found out later that she wrote a bunch of short stories about cases that she worked on.
Are these public domain? I'm sorry, I'm just a producer.
Yes, they are. I just threw some of them up on Amazon. Yeah, for
Adam and I are like, I'm sorry. What do I?
Yeah, three. Mary E. Holland. If you look up a Mistress of Mysteries,
where are the
Amazon.
TV rights on this?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
Mistress of Mystery.
That's what they used to publish under. She published for like Sunday pullout magazine sections of newspapers. Several short stories about cases that she've worked on, and they're a lot of fun to read. They're this very bygone era of 1910 office buildings and office culture and old grand hotels. Of 1910. I mean, her views on gender are still very 1910, 1913. But
she's
still,
working on fingerprints.
But she's also introducing fingerprint technology to the United States.
But does she smoke a cigar? That's really all I kind of need from this.
She does. She smokes a cigar. Of course she does.
I see her with
she talks like this, you see? I'm going to tell you what happened, you see?
That's New York. I'm just kidding. Yes, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't think it's New York, is it?
I don't think so. No. She was in a number of articles back then. But, you know, even I hadn't heard of her myself.
No, detectives are more like. And then she walked into my office, and she had one of those bodies.
had gams that went on for days.
She had gams that went from here down to Carbondale.
Okay,
she looked like 90 pounds of wet smoke.
Yeah,
that's
quite the scene. Fantastic. So how did you? I'm sorry. Tell us again.
I just
kind of
ran
this.
Into it when I was reading through the Chicago Evening American archives. I'm doing a book of unsolved Chicago mysteries for Skyhorse Publishing right now, and trying to get it done really quickly. But I ran. It was reading through the Chicago Evening American. They had this whole photo spread of Mary E. Holland investigating. It turned out she was actually very well known at the time. Well, in certain papers, she was very well known. The Chicago Tribune almost never mentioned her really. So she hasn't really come back up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you go on Amazon now, they used to publish under Mistress of Mysteries. I was able to toss a few of her stories, plus her original case notes on the Bate murder, are now up on Amazon.
That's fantastic.
You just better get all your research somewhere.
Yeah, I'm still working on that. I've got her probate file coming into the archives in a couple of days. Then I'll figure out. I'll have a big post on mysterioushicago.com up probably in the next couple of weeks, but I'm waiting for more data to come in. I got that her probate file is coming into the archives.
You've got a new business venture with Atlas Obscura.
Yeah, Mysterious Chicago. We're doing all kinds of tours, all kinds of cool events. We should be announcing some new ones pretty soon.
Yes, there's going to be the original Sherlock Holmes that was filmed right here in Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to show that right in the very room where it was filmed. We're going to be showing that.
That's cool.
At the old SNA studios.
With cocktails from
Knife and Tyne.
I knew.
We're working on one with Nikki. It's going to be called the two-pipe problem, which what Sherlock Holmes used to call his really tough cases. It'll be I think it's going to be like a scotch infused with pipe tobacco. So
that sounds fantastic.
Doesn't that sound great?
That sounds fun.
We're going to have a whole series of these things. I got the idea now for a Salinger party where all the drinks are like virgin margaritas and stuff because they're all phonies.
I kind of love
that. Yeah, I get that. Okay, there, yeah, I like it.
For teenagers.
Carm, you are enjoying one of the cocktails from Replay. And it's a pure whiskey sour from our bartender, Vlad, who apparently...
Good job, Vlad.
Yeah, very good job. And lovely to have you in the studio.
I'm curious.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Elixir.
I'm curious if the drink tastes better after 53 points from Jimmy Butler.
Oh, it's, he didn't have as good of a night tonight, Craig, but I think it does actually taste a little bit better. That was a sweet performance. That was big time, although tonight was a very, are we really moving into sports? I feel like that's a complete left turn, but I'll just tell you this.
We gave you the turn.
That was an amazing conversation you were just having. It was sure. Incredible. I was totally enjoying myself.
I'm trying to make sure everyone gets their moment.
Okay, well, I feel like
Do you not know how I do this show?
I mean, yes, I do.
Never been
here. That I'm taking care of Adam. I want to make sure I take care of you. I can go back and forth. Let me run this. Why don't you just take it down a notch and do your thing?
She even lets me sleep.
I was mesmerized by Adam. I was completely mesmerized by that conversation. Here,
you walked us through the passing of David Bowie and Alan Rickman, and we all feel a little bit better about ourselves.
Right. Yes. Well, here's the thing in the sports world tonight. Joakim Noah, a great Chicago Bull who's been the heart and soul of the team for many a year.
He's the one with all the hair.
One with all the hair, that's okay. True. And he had a shoulder dislocation separation earlier in the season. He came back and he's been on the court for 3 games and he just redid it tonight. And it was pretty bad watching him walk off the court, one arm up in the air, one arm basically on the ground, and screaming profanities and running off the court, running into the tunnel, and perhaps running out of Chicago. So that was...
oh, no.
Well, you never know. I mean, I assume that he'll be back on the court at some point, but when you have something like that go on, time, you're probably thinking about surgery, and he's a free agent at the end of the year, and who knows what that will bring.
That's a tough one to come back from, my friend.
Right. Right, second time.
Yeah. That's not good.
All right, even though we don't have our guest tonight, see, one of the things that happened tonight was we were kind of juggling all of our favorites, including Hannah Stanley.
Hi, Hannah.
And actually, highlighting Hannah Stanley. She hates Dr. Daphne Scott.
We don't like
so
each other. We, do not like
we
each
were
other
torn
at all.
Over how we're going to have them in the same studio
what
at the
happened?
Same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a thing.
She just doesn't, is not as good looking as I am, and I just
and
don't like it.
And Adam Selzer's grasp of Chicago history annoys me to no end because I have a degree in history and I know not even a fraction of what he knows. Mm. Carm, we were going to have you in earlier, but you had a lot to cover tonight. What canceled tonight, our friends from Sketchfest. So I was asking you early to buy text tonight, and I didn't get a chance to go back on the last one. Are you joining us at Sketchfest this weekend?
What? Probably not.
Our friend Meg performs tomorrow night, but you can come after you're done working because we're all going to be there.
I could do that.
Yes, and she will be there probably seeing other shows.
Are you going on Sunday too?
I'm going both nights, yes.
I think I'm a Sunday.
You're a Sunday.
Yeah, because tomorrow night we got Northwestern basketball.
Her solo show. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Damn straight.
Nice. There it is.
Whoa.
That's a little different.
Whoa. I'm fired up for the stair climb, by the way. Go ahead.
By the way, just so you know, presidential towers are easier than what we did at the Willis Tower.
Oh,
it's easier. I'm sorry, but it just is.
You're
easier than what you went through tonight. You know why, Hannah?
Because I know how to get out.
Because you will be with people who love you and will go with you.
They'll be supportive and there won't be creepy lighting.
There'll be people cheering with palms and stuff.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Daphne will be there. Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Meg Grumo will be there. We actually have a lot of our guests are actually signed up. Kelly signed up from Sketchfest.
Nice.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm signed up. A lot of staffers.
Yes. Yeah. I've been showing everyone where the stairwell is. I don't think you've climbed with me.
I've never
only
climbed.
Only in the Sears Tower. You passed me. Huh?
I'm climbing with you Wednesday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, we're all climbing at noon on Wednesday, by the way. Mm-hmm. Adam Selzer has climbed with me.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
These, Daphne, Adam have climbed with me. Craig has had pizza in the stairwells. He's ordered dessert from the stairwell.
That is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to be at Sketchfest this weekend, tomorrow. That's oh my God, I almost started dancing.
We're up.
I was like, are we done?
Yeah. Hold on a second. I can do it too. Hold on. Oh, wait.
No.
Why is mine not doing it?
Maybe not. No?
No?
All right.
Oh, false alarm.
Okay.
Hold on a second. No, hold on a second. When I don't know what else to push, I always push that button.
I like the concept that you can just push buttons and that works for radio. Let's just have a button pushing moment. Patty, you're yeah.
Nice.
That was the one you told me to push earlier, and I couldn't find it. Because I don't know who sings it, right?
So Pharrell.
Is it Pharrell?
Pharrell.
Yeah. I would have said Pharrell.
Oh, ferret.
I was trying to do this.
Yes? What were you trying to do? We have. How about this? You know what? Back off.
There you go.
So yeah. We're going to be at Sketchfest. Tonight was. What was that?
Store closing in 12 minutes. Store closing in 12
Please
minutes.
Please take your purchases 14. And move to the nearest register. Store closing in 12 minutes.
Patty, do you want the board with more sounds and not as much music?
No. Yes. Yes. You know what I like is the machine over here. Roger was doing the news one night, and it was actually not my show yet. I was just putting my bags down, and as he was finishing up, he was talking about some traffic problem somewhere, and I accidentally hit a horse galloping through as though that was the only way you were going to get through all of this congestion.
We had fun with that.
Oh, you know what? That works. You got a tractor. Everyone gets out of your way.
Play the Lone Ranger theme again.
Hold on a second. I can find that button, no problem.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger.
Nicely done.
You realize with his faithful Indian companion, Tonto. No, it starts over. Oh,
you realize it's not the Lone Ranger
real quick
theme song.
Actually, that's one of the next old-time radio shows that we're going to be doing.
Is it because of my button pushing?
No. That was already decided. Buttons had nothing to do with it.
Real quick, from the 773, have you guys ever seen Drunk History? Because this sort of sounds like an episode.
Yes. It is my favorite. My favorite episode of Drunk History is when she does Harriet Tubman. Have you seen that one? Anybody seen that? It is the funniest.
Okay.
You have to watch it.
I will find that.
You have got to watch it.
You know how you.
For the record, I have not been drinking.
I know,
but thank you to the texter who just assumed I have been.
I don't know if it sounds like the rest of us. Are you saying the rest of us have been?
No. I just wanted that person
thank you,
to know that
Replay
I am sober.
And Vlad. So Vlad thought that was not a real call, inviting him to our studio
let's
tonight.
Let's talk about that real quick. We had one food guest cancel tonight, so I called around to some other places.
No comment on who.
Nope. And I got Vlad on the phone. From Replay in Andersonville, and he said this sounds like a great opportunity, but I'm pretty sure this is a prank phone call.
Aww.
And I was like, no, Vlad, this is real. I'm a real radio person.
That's so cute.
It was awesome.
You can Google me.
Yeah. I emailed him and everything, and then he came in and gave us drinks.
And
stuff.
By the way, that's the first time we've had someone say, we're going to make this cocktail, which is a pure whiskey sour, and I'm also going to make it with different whiskeys. This is what a Larceny tastes like, a Grand Old Daddy's going to taste like. You're the Eagle. What was it, Blue Eagle? He had four different bottles and showed us.
With three.
No, I let him leave with all four. He said he couldn't let me have one. So, Sketchfest.
I'm there.
All right. So tomorrow you're done at what time?
Tomorrow.
You leave the building.
I leave the building at 7. I go right
to Welsh. Stage 773.
I go right to Welsh Ryan Arena for Northwestern and Penn State. Okay. That one's over.
And then?
And after that, done at 9:30, available.
It's a long way to go. He's actually better off meeting us at Replay, isn't he, up in Andersonville. Are you driving or Ubering?
I
or
will be driving.
Cabbing?
Drive.
Interesting.
I don't know. You could get to Sketchfest by like 10 or 11, couldn't you?
We highly recommend you join us at Sketchfest.
Okay.
Yes.
What time is the performances?
They go all the way. There's a 11 o'clock show.
It starts at 5 and goes all the way to midnight.
Yes.
Are you going till midnight?
I am.
Wow.
And then we're going to Replay in Andersonville.
Wow.
Yeah, that's happening.
And then what's happening on Sunday?
On Sunday, I'm going to see Meg Grunewald. Her show is at 5 p.m.
My next door neighbor?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I apologized to her last night, by the way.
For what?
For misinforming you of information that was not accurate.
How did that go?
She was okay with it. She was just kind of surprised and said it wasn't the first time. More after this on 720 WGN.
The current price of tea in China. 1984 movie with Rob Reiner. Bell-bottom pants and platform shoes. These are some things we meant to get to. We didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't
That was a little surprise for you, Craig. Although you knew it. Jason Skaggs has added.
I feel like every night it gets longer and longer. It's going to be like one night it's going to be like 30 minutes. We're like, oh, we got to play the song. We didn't have time to get to this. It's 30 minutes.
He told me he was going to add more to it.
He did. Yeah. 30 seconds more.
And he did.
Yes, there's something about tea in China in there.
Yeah.
Yes, so Rob Reiner.
I've been running.
And stairs.
And today I did stairs.
Uh-huh.
In heels.
Hannah, I'm worried about you.
Why is everyone huffing and puffing down there?
Danced while filming the dancing.
That was impressive, by the way.
In heels.
Yes.
And now I'm winded.
Now I'm worried for you.
How you doing, Adam Selzer? You never take a coat off for a second.
I busted my back and my shoulder last week at a dance battle in a high school.
Were you in Bedford Falls and the gymnasium floor opened and you
fell into the pool? I was doing a school visit, you know, where I talk about the life of an author and
dancing always comes up.
The questions and answers gets pretty weird. Yeah, like the kids will challenge me to like do the Carlton or crack the whip or it's the easiest dance we've ever done.
What you're saying?
I did the whip. I did the Carlton. You know, I'll do whatever they ask me to, basically. But then some kid challenged me to a dance battle.
Oh, no.
And when somebody challenges you to dance, you don't. Do it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I don't know how you were
raised. What did Rob Bartier say, Craig?
We know how she was raised, naked with her mom and her husband in the same room.
You know, I got four kids. I can't.
Oh, yeah. It's on Twitter. My dance battle is on Twitter. I guess I did pretty well.
What's your Twitter handle?
Just my name, Adam Selzer. You scroll back a few days, you'll find the dance battle that I retweeted. And, man, I really got hurt, though.
A child challenges you to a dance off. Have we found somewhere to eat, Hannah Sandler?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
All right, then.
But we didn't have dance music when I was in high school. We moshed, son.
Carm, did you mosh when you were in a...
No, I was not that cool.
We moshed.
You were at Highland Park High School?
Towards the end.
I battled my way out of the North Burbs, Patty. It was very difficult.
Yeah, what kind of high school dances? Was it at at fancy hotels or was it in your gymnasium?
The only dance that I ever went to was winter formal, my junior year. Everything else that happened, homecomings, proms, I had no dates. I had nothing going on. Actually, I did.
Did you ask someone to go with you and they said no, or you didn't ask someone?
There was no point in asking. I already knew the answer. It was a done deal. This is the life that
I
live.
How do you, Hannah, did you go to any of your dances in high school?
One.
See,
what
that's why
Daphne?
Hannah that
no
and I Craig
asked, I, asked
I went
a friend
to five
to prom.
Dances, including one that I was too young to go to, so someone in the upper classes invited
me. The truth is you couldn't make out with my girlfriends when I was in high school, so it wasn't worth me going to a dance.
I love what you do. Glad you're strong.
See?
Roger Battish, do you remember your how many dances you went to? Because I can't remember. I'm trying to count them myself.
I went to prom. Yes. I went to my bar mitzvah.
That's not a high school dance. That's your own private party that people are forced to come to.
They weren't forced to it.
Carm, I'm guessing, had about...
I went to parties. We didn't do
dances. Hold on, Roger.
Dances.
Roger, Carm, did you have a... Sorry.
I did, but you see, where you're wrong is that no one came.
Oh, you told us this.
Yeah.
It was much like our Thanksgiving party.
Right.
Which no one came to.
I was in Michigan.
You were out of town, Selzer.
But I got news for you. I think I'm going to be at your party here because that family trip in Michigan.
We already canceled it. I might be naked next time, but I'll be in.
Well, then I'm definitely coming.
Hannah, so one dance in high school?
Yeah, and I asked my friend to prom, my senior prom, because I felt like, again, like in Pretty in Pink, I felt like I had to go.
See, I took a friend to my prom, and then he went to a different school, so I went to his prom. So that, I kind of hedged my bets and got two dances out of that. Adam, how many dances in high school?
I went to my girlfriend's homecoming at her high school, and it was awful.
Oh,
it was an awful relationship.
I went to homecoming.
Honestly,
I went to one other
horrible
dance, but that was again with a friend, and it was like.